We are recording. Dude, I think everything's going to work out. You let me know when you're ready, and we can get this thing on the road. It's all right. Take your time. It's serious.
I just want to get the I want to get the earbud, the headphones above the charging cord so it doesn't tear it down.
No, that's fine, dude. I'm probably going to edit this shit out of the beginning of this. Wow.
This is like a five-year-old can do this, and
it's
I
like
can't do it.
Fucking ear rape. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
Why is it all tangled? All
right, hold on. Tangled up in blue. Oh, God. Now, you know, this is the kind of time where I wish I could mute you.
See? Ah, this is killing me.
Ah, dude. Ah. All right.
I'm so open right now.
No.
That's insane.
Oh, you.
There we go.
Okay, right. I think we're good. Are you going to be able to mute yourself during the intro, or are we going to just get your crinkle crinkle while the music's
playing?
Hold
on, let's try it. Try right now. All right. I'm going to... Can you hear me? 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 Yeah, wow, 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 wow. Can
yes, hear I heard every fucking thing you just said.
Hold on, wait. Try this. Wait, what about right now? Can you hear?
No, now I can't. Perfect, perfect. I don't even see you. And he fucking hung up! Oh my God, this is awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We're going to get an intro proper in a second. Yeah, there's Kevin calling back now. Just so you know, dude, I couldn't hear you, so it worked. You hung up on me, but it worked.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's why you were disconnected.
No, I hung up on you. I think what I did hung up.
Yeah, it did. You hung up on me.
But you didn't hear my why.
No, I heard that at first, and then when you tried hitting it again, I didn't hear anything, and then your picture was frozen, and I kind of had a figuring that you hung up. Sure as shit, you hung up.
All right, so I'll do the traditional method and just hit it from the screen. All right, I'm muting myself.
All right. Tonight on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we are without Matt. There's fucking thunderstorms all across New Jersey, and unfortunately, his house has fallen victim to some power outages, but that's okay. We got the two-man army in the house. We're going forward. We're covering some New Japan Cup going into the finals. We'll let you know how happy and disappointed we are at the same time. We got a new belt coming to fucking Monday Night Raw tonight, and it's like I talked about last week, that U.S. belt's finally coming our way. We got games. We got contests. We got wrestling talk and talk about wrestling, and I'm putting everything ahead of the game because I gotta fucking find the sounds. But you're listening to the Shining Wizards. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Get our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Shop at Amazon at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody. This is original Glow Girl Little Egypt, and you're listening to Shining Wizards.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
Whoa!
How dare you?
God damn!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shining Wizards.
Like we've been talking about for the past 5 minutes, you are tuned into the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We are live on the HOTMIC. We are live on rantemradio.com. We got the Iron Sheik in the his house.
I humble you.
And of course, it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
It's Tony.
It's KJG.
And you know what that means?
Rolling in my two-man army.
That's right, two-man army, for now anyway. As you can see, Matt is having some technical difficulties, and dude, that thing is hitting your zipper, and it's really fucking annoying. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, I see what he did. He's taking the fucking vest off so we could see the Hurricane Helm shirt on there.
No, I'm taking the vest off because you said it was hitting my microphone.
Oh, I thought you were kind of doing that on purpose, but I appreciate it. It's definitely much better now, much better now. Kevin had some technical difficulties before we started. Matt's having technical difficulties all over his fucking house, and hopefully my computer doesn't explode because we are fucking broadcasting a fucking bonanza over here, Kev. How are you,
technical
my friend?
Technical difficulties all up in your face.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But we are still here. We are on. We are live, and we are rocking and rolling. How you been, man?
Man, I'm good. Crazy busy weekend. Really doing nothing, really, but it just seemed busy. Like, I was doing a lot of stuff, but doing nothing at the same time.
So you didn't have any kind of barbecuing or drinking or anything like that?
Tony, against my better judgment, I went to a barbecue.
That's fine. Social distancing, a little far. I mean, was it like 10 people, 25 people, whatever the fucking rule is?
I would say it was around 10 people, not one person wearing a mask. Not one person social distancing, really.
Really? Did you hook up?
I kept away. Like, did you I stayed away.
You didn't hook up?
No.
No?
At a barbecue? No, see, this was like...
Oh, it's a family get-together?
No, no. Oh, it was like a lot of my customers from the bar I used to work at.
Oh, so you should have been hooking up, dude.
Nah, but it was like friends. It was all friends. It was like a tight-knit friend group, so...
Come on, dude. Corona pussy's good pussy.
We can't say that.
Oh, I just did.
That's true. You did.
Whoops. Sorry.
Oops. You're canceled, Tony.
Listen, I'm just trying to look out for my brother. That's all. It's all good.
Wasn't that kind of party. I was just like, I stayed away, but the seat that I chose to stay away was like in front of the beer coolers.
Well, of course. That's where KJG's going
to
sit.
So like everyone like was walking past me to get to the beer. And I'm like, oh, this was a bad move.
Oh, you weren't like, my man, pots and pans, getting the beer skis. All right.
Like slinging.
Yeah,
slinging.
Fucking snapping. I should have been,
but I wasn't. And I was like, all right, if no one's wearing a mask, if no one's social distancing, I'll leave. I stayed for like 2 hours, two or 3 hours.
Yeah, you just had to make sure.
Well, I mean, like, all right, listen, am I in the minority here with this whole mask thing? Like, I wear it all the time.
No, I mean,
and some people just don't care. I don't like. But it was an intimate setting in a backyard. I mean, you could stay away if you had to, but I also wanted to talk to my friends who I haven't seen. Tony, I haven't been out since March.
No, I get it. I completely get it. When you say you wear your mask all the time, like every time you step out of the house, it's on. Like you hit the front steps, it's on.
100%.
See, that might be a little overkill. Like, I get, like, look, you're going into a store, you're getting some groceries, picking up some beer skis, whatever, you know, put on a mask. If you're walking down the street and your street's not particularly crowded, you could do without. Somebody
comes
the other way.
If there's no one, like, I walk to the barbecue because it's very close.
But you didn't walk with a mask on.
I had it, like you caught me before the show.
Okay, but no, but that's kind of just to make sure you have it with you so you're, like, ready to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, same difference. Like, I went to the post office before. I had to run back in the house because I forgot the fucking mask. So, I got the mask. Before I hop out the car, over the ears, go in, do my business, get back in the car, take that shit off. I get it.
Business.
It's, you know, it's being safe. We went to Friday. Have you ever heard of a place called Top Golf?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you've been.
I'm not even a golfer, and I love Top Golf.
I mean, I have a love-hate relationship with it. Like, I can get into, like, the first or second circle, but if I had to drive the fucking thing, it's like, forget it.
My first time ever swinging a golf club was at Top Golf.
Really?
Yeah.
And like, we went not like putt and pitch or mini golf, whatever people call it.
Oh, well,
no.
I mean, that's not swinging a club. That's, you know.
That's putting.
Dragging the club.
I mean, like, I've only been to a driving range, like, twice before, and, like, it's fucking awful. Yeah. Like, I can't. But if I could get a fucking couple chip shots in, dude, like, I was putting up, like, 4 points at a time, but I was happy with that.
That's what I was doing. I think we went for, I don't know if it was my brother's birthday or one of our close friends' birthday, and we went, and I first time ever there, actually ran into TJ Crawford there. And I loved it. I would go back in a heartbeat if it ever reopens. Oh, no, well, it did reopen.
Oh, it's open. We went with a friend of mine and his wife from college and their son. So there was a group of six of us. When you go into the building, when you're walking around, you have your mask on. But by the time you get to your bay, they're not segregated, but there is like the big plastic tarp in between the bays. You don't have to have your mask on because you're having food. They bring the food to you. All
right.
And the servers and all the staff, they all have their masks on all the time. There's you know, the fucking the hand sanitizer at all your stations. Hand sanitizers in the bathroom, like pretty much everywhere you go.
Did you go to the one in Edison?
Yes. So
that's a good one.
The bar was closed. The arcade was closed. Everything was closed except for the bays. But you get all the food you want at the bay anyway. So, and they even go around, like they sanitized everything. Like it was fucking immaculate.
So no, no drinking?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, oh, okay. we you could drink. Wait, you know what? Yeah, you know, you could, but we didn't drink because, like, my son was there and, like, you know, another little kid, like, my son's age was there. So
right.
It wasn't exactly like a drinking kind of thing. Like, we went early in the afternoon. But I think it was available. Like, they gave us the drink menu, and they didn't tell us we couldn't order drinks. So I'm assuming that's a yes.
How did T3 take to the golf?
He scored some points. He finished sixth on the day, but he scored some points. I finished fourth. Like, it was like my friends were like 1, 2, and 3, and we were 4, 5, and 6.
Gotcha.
I mean, like, gotcha. They just started ripping him after a while. It was crazy. Like my buddy fucking, like, drove one out. I think he got, like, 48 points on one shot. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's tough because, like, when you're the only non-golfer in a group full of golfers, every single one of them's trying to give you tips or points or something, and you just want to hit the ball.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
So you got one guy saying what to do with your shoulder, the other guy telling you what to do with your arm.
Shoulders up, feet square, yeah. Lower your knees, yeah. Drop your ass. I'm like, real? I'm like, fuck. And we were at the very first bin, so we were off on an angle. So in order to really get a fucking good piece of whatever was to fucking score, you had to hit to the middle anyway. So you're kind of on an angle already. Dude, there was some girl next to us. She was crushing the shit out of the ball, man. She was fucking firing them off. I thought they were fucking clear in the back net. That's how far they were going. It's crazy.
I'll tell you what, the amount of posts I see on, like, social media and, like, Instagram stories and everything about girls golfing, there are millions of girls that love golf. They love it. And I that's where I need to be. That's where I should be wearing my mask, is at the driving range, because they're everywhere all over there.
I'm sorry.
But they were smashing?
This one chick was, and she was built like she could fucking smash, dude. She was, like, short, had some fucking thick legs on her, and she was fucking had some guns, man. She was firing away. It was fucking crazy. Like, it's almost like, oh, boy, I suck at this to begin with, and now everybody around me, and her fucking boyfriend is, like, one of these fucking juice head guys. He was crushing the shit out of the ball, too. It was fucking insane. Insane. Why'd you give me the quotes for juice head?
Yeah, allegedly. We don't want to. Well, we didn't mention the name.
Well, but I mean, it's not a knock as to what he does to enhance his physique. It's a characterization. Like, I say juice head, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Now look, I don't know if Brian Cage enhances with chemicals, but if you see Brian Cage, juice head. Come on.
Oh yeah, like Jersey Shore type thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a Guido thing, I guess.
Are they? Is that still a thing? By the way,
what, juice heads?
Like juice head Guido? Like, is that like Brooklyn Fate? Like, is that still like? Do people still do that?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Because that was the big thing when, like, all the way going back to when I was in high school, and like we would go down to Seaside. And everyone had the same haircut and the same tan and the steroids.
Oh, I don't think it's prevalent like that anymore. But see, I don't even know like what the new styles would be. I would imagine it's a lot of like Keds sneakers with like ankle socks instead of
like
fucking
sandals.
What
are the pants that like don't go all the way down to your shoes?
What do you mean?
They're not joggers. They're
like Cavaricci's.
Maybe, for lack of a better term.
I'm kind of picturing it, but I'm not thinking of what it's called. I know
is
what
Capri
mean.
Is Capri a thing? Is Capri pants a thing?
Yeah, but I think those are like the ones that come like below the knee. I think those are Capri pants, no? Like chicks wear them a lot.
I don't know.
Dude, you're asking me about fashion? I fucking order my clothes from Old Navy and Men's Warehouse.
Attaboy.
So, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. I don't fucking know any answers to that.
If we were a tag team, our tag team would be Old Navy. Now coming to the ring,
Old Navy.
What would your single name be Like, what would your name, if our tag team was Old Navy, who would you be?
I would be Chinos.
What, just Chinos?
Chinos, like the pants. Like, my name would be Chinos. Tony Chinos. There you go.
Tony Chinos. There you go. All right, what would I be?
You'd be Kevin Chambray. Don't they sell Chambray t-shirts and shit?
What's a Chambray?
It's like that real thin material. It's kind of like you feel a breeze going through.
I was going something with Argyle.
People, does Old Navy have... Oh, Kevin Polo. There you go.
There you go. A tribute to Raven and to my shopping habits.
So it's Tony Chinos and Kevin Polo.
Polo, can you go, baby?
I got to write that down.
Tony Chinos and Kevin Polo.
That's the name of the fucking episode.
How about Kevy Polo? Just to make it flow better. Because then you don't have that hard stop with the N at the end of the name.
Kevy Polo.
Is Kevy Tony Polo Chino, and Tony Chinos.
Is Tony Chino going to get us in trouble? I guess I'll make it Chinos. So this
Wait, is Chinos, is Chinos a bad word?
Is it? I don't know. Isn't Chino like Spanish for Chinese? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. I know Italian is Chinese. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, what are we telling you? What about Tony? What was the word that you said before?
Tony Chinos. No, Cavaricci's. No, that's not Old Navy.
They don't sell Cavaricci's at Old Navy?
No, Cavaricci sells Cavaricci's.
Cavaricci.
And then, you know, Z Cavaricci is still in business. They still sell fucking clothing all these years later.
Maybe it should just be Cavaricci. Tony Cavaricci.
Yeah, but that doesn't fit Old Navy.
That doesn't fit Old Navy. You're right.
Chinos.
Tony Chinos and Kevy Polo. Oh, I like
there
it.
There you go. Oh, I could be Tony Cargo, like Tony Cargo shorts.
Ooh. Cargo Tony.
S Cargo, my cargo.
S Cargo Tony. Oh,
now we're getting too fancy. Now we're cooking.
Now we're French.
Now we're cooking with oil. Kev, I mentioned something last week where we were talking about championship belts, and I had said the WWE had a new United States championship in the hopper, and they were waiting to release it. Well, Kev, guess what's being released tonight on Monday Night Raw? I was going to say SmackDown. Holy shit.
Let me guess. It's not Cavaricci's.
Nope.
Is it the U.S. championship?
Ding! I'd play sound, but I got too much other shit running.
Does that count as part of the new trivia game we're debuting tonight? Does that count?
No, and you know what? I don't even know if we could debut it tonight because fuckface.
We have to.
Yeah, but it's not going to be any fun if it's just you. Like, you need somebody to banter against, you know?
Nah, challenge. We could banter.
I really want to do your contest, and I still hope you got more than one. I hope you're still saving that other one from the other week. Maybe we could do two of those tonight.
Oh, which one was it? Which one are you thinking of?
One with the Intercontinental belt, maybe?
Yeah, it was like, I decided against that.
Oh,
I
have one. Boo.
I have one that you guys probably aren't going to like, but I think it'll be tough and it'll create some fun back and forth if we get SW Matt. But even if we don't, that we could still do with just the two of us.
Matt is not happy. I use my Optimum emergency Wi-Fi to listen to you guys talk about clothes. Fuck me. Yes, fuck you indeed, sir.
Well, this is what the two-man army does, man.
This is what we do. This is what brings in the fucking ratings.
That's it.
Not that nonsense you do on Wednesday, making fun of me and Kevin. There you go.
Wait, they made fun of us on Wednesday?
Matt made it sound like he has to do all the fucking work for us, and then he gets to sit back and relax on Wednesdays.
Oh, I mean, I can't really argue that.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I probably can't either.
He does a lot.
Now you wonder why we talk about clothes, jack off.
Tony, what's happening in garages in Newark lately?
Oh!
Anyone get busted for
fuck,
relations?
I didn't do... You want me to do local news?
Let's do some local news.
No, it's local news time! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You want to go to NJ.com?
Holy fuck. Two dead after daytime shooting in Newark. Big surprise.
That's sad, though. Aren't they kids?
I have no idea. I can't even read
that
it.
Maybe in Chicago.
Because NJ.com fucking puts up an ad blocker. Fucking stupidity.
Idiots.
Yeah. No, I don't know. There's nothing exciting. Hey, if you're watching us on the hot mic and you got some local news you want us to report on, please type it away in the comments section. I'll be happy to report on it.
All right, so let's get back to that U.S. championship belt.
Okay, so there was a bit of a description of it. Not that there's much to go on, but I could read you The fucking actual description of the belt. Let me see. Oh, in case you didn't know, Heath Slater's supposed to be on Raw tonight, by the way.
Oh, baby. My dear good friend, Heath Miller.
It makes you wonder just how serious they were about these firings and if they had plans to bring a lot of these guys back to begin with. Like if you read about it, the story goes now that Drake Maverick was really fired, but because he was under the 90-day, you brought that up, he was able to work. You know, like, they were able to bring him back to continue working, so they did, and they loved him so much, and they made him cry that they gave him a job. Who knows? Heath Slater might be in the same business, but he has been promoting Impact.
He hasn't.
I thought he has been, because I know Rhino did.
Very ambiguous, though, because he put the date that is no compete expires. That just happens to fall on Slammiversary.
Yeah, but didn't somebody approach Rhino about being a tag team partner? And Rhino's like, no, I already got a partner, and he's got kids.
Yeah. So Rhino did that. That wasn't a Heath. That was an Impact thing and a Rhino thing. That wasn't a Heath thing.
Yeah, but you would think that they probably felt like they had it locked up at that point, you know. But who knows?
And I've been saying it since the beginning. Like, and it's not like I'm like a savant. Like, you know, like everyone kind of assumed that with a half a brain that there's a possibility that a lot of these guys could be brought back if they wanted to. Like, I don't think an EC3 wants to go back. I wouldn't think an Eric Young wants to go back. Let me know if my microphone is actually dangling and you're getting noise or anything.
No, you're fine. Every couple of minutes, I just have to keep checking because I got three or four things running at the same time now instead of the usual two. Oh man. Yes.
But a guy like Heath Slater, who can make a good living being what he's been there, and apparently people love him there, and he's a nice guy, so why not bring him back? And, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll do the same with some of the other guys or girls, too. Like, obviously, Sarah Logan's not going back anytime soon.
Yeah, she's with the babies now.
Yeah.
You know what? When you see her without, like, all the fucking weird Viking fur and the makeup and whatnot, she's a very attractive woman.
Very attractive woman.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Like, good for her.
Way to make the babies. Little Viking baby.
2020's baby making year, because they're all going to be born in 2021, and hopefully the world's a better place, right? Am I right? Am I right, Kev?
It won't be.
If you're probably right.
It won't be.
Still, just ladies, just keep having babies. Babies are awesome. You're awesome for having babies.
I keep diverting from the U.S. title conversation.
That's all right, because I got it up here. We got a couple of tweets from WrestleVotes, at WrestleVotes on Twitter, and they seem to have some inside, quote-unquote, information. This is their
more
information,
than me?
Kev. This is Kev. Just listen to what it is, and you'll find
out.
The first tweet was, the long-awaited debut of the new United States Championship will take place on Raw tonight. Source said the belt has a clean yet prestigious look to it.
I love Source.
What the fuck does that mean? Follow up. The title has a bigger plate style, similar to World/Universal. Black strap, eagle featured prominently.
Repeat that.
Bigger plates, similar to the World/Universal titles. Black strap, eagle featured prominently.
So maybe it's the shape of the Universal and WWE Championship, but instead of the big W, it's an eagle?
Yeah, but I think they'd want it to look more like the Intercontinental belt, no? Because that's got a big fucking face.
I don't even know what that belt looks like.
It's got the big circle, but these two big fucking hooks on the sides. You know what it looks like.
I know what it looks like, but I don't know what it's supposed to be.
It's like the world. It's the Intercontinents.
Yeah, it's silly. It's a silly belt. It's a silly belt.
If you really want to get crazy, though, the North American Championship is silly, and I'll tell you why. What is the formation of the Intercontinental title? It was the merging of the North American Championship and the South American Championship. So technically, WWE has two North American championships.
But two different brands.
Fair enough. However, they're under the same umbrella. I don't know. I hated that belt.
That belt grew on me since it debuted, but when it debuted, I hated it.
You know what? It's funny you say that. I think the belt is turning on me. I think I'm starting to hate it.
You're starting to hate it?
Yeah, I really liked it, and the more I look at it, I'm like, if you're going to go with a round faceplate, why not just make a round faceplate and give it some extra side plateage instead of fucking this big, long fucking thing? Like, I don't know, man. I used to like it. I'm kind of not liking it anymore.
I've never been a big fan of belts when they have too much leather surrounding the plate.
Yeah.
Like, I want the plate to be the thing. So, like, that kind of bothered me a little bit at first. And that's why I hate, and I know it's old school and I know it's vintage. That's why I hated the NWA, what is it, the United States or the... What's the NWA belt that has just the USA with the red around it?
The NWA belt with the USA?
It's their second championship. It's 10 pounds of gold. It's the one that Colt held. It's the one that...
The fucking the national championship.
What is it?
The national championship.
See, I hated that. I hate that belt because... And I hate some of the belts that... I don't like the women's belt in AEW.
I like it. I think it's just a little small. It should have been made bigger. I get what they were going with, but for God's sakes, it's so tiny, yet the leather didn't fit Rio. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a weirdly proportioned belt. And fucking Nyla, who's like 250, whatever she is, it looks like she's just fucking holding a regular belt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like Andre with the... What's the line? He makes like a...
The tag team championship.
No, well, when he had the Winged Eagle. See, that's the one thing about the Winged Eagle that was a tiny plate too. And when you got like guys like Hogan and Andre, and I guess that's pretty much it. Like, it looked good on Bret and Shawn. Like, because they were smaller.
It looked good
guys.
On Savage.
It looked good on Savage, of course.
It was just weird seeing Ric Flair with it because Ric Flair is synonymous with the big gold belt, not that belt.
100%. And that's why, like, when he was holding like the Winged Eagle belt after that Royal Rumble 92 promo, it didn't look right. Not because he is known for the big gold belt. It's just like the big gold belt, like, looked like, I'm like thinking to myself, because I watched a lot of 92.
No, lately, I get it.
91. Maybe the big gold belt was a better belt.
And honestly,
I'm gonna get a lot of heat for that, by the way, because everyone loves the big gold belt, the Winged Eagle belt.
Who does?
Everyone. Everyone says it's the best belt of all time.
I don't know about everyone. I mean, there's a lot of people that love the big gold belt. There's a lot of people that love the domed globe belt, the fucking one that Nick Aldis is holding.
Oh,
you know, love that design.
The domed globe belt is the NWA original NWA championship.
Well,
that's
not the original, but the one that everybody assimilates, you know, associates with the...
I never heard that nickname. The first time I heard that nickname was listening to a Conrad podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the domed globe because it's got that silver dome that comes out off the faceplate of the belt. That's why.
But why is it domed?
Because it's curved. It actually curves out over the top of the belt. Like, if you look at pictures of it, it actually sticks until somebody fucking dented one of the originals.
I hate that belt.
Big fucking dent in it. I like it.
I hate 10 pounds of gold.
I like the original. I like the version that Nick Aldis carries a lot better. I think it's a nice modern take on it. It's a lot shinier. It looks a lot more clean, I guess.
See, you're way more invested in every aspect of belts than I am. I look at what I see, and that's it. Like, you know every single design from, you know, like the main Intercontinental Championship belt and how...
That's another one that people love. The fucking one, the Tito Santana one.
But you know that there were like three different versions of that same design.
Well, there's been a bunch of them. Okay. But like the first one had the indented WWF logo with the red paint, you know?
Right. Well, okay. Yeah, that's different. That's totally different.
Which I really enjoyed that design. I thought that was cool as shit. But there's certain periods of that belt where the belt looks really sharp, like really nice. Like, not so much like when Shawn was holding it with all the different colored straps and Ahmed Johnson, all that, but when that belt was like big in like 95, 96, like when Owen Hart wore it, when Steve Austin had it for a bit, when The Rock had it, that version of that belt, thick belt. That's what I mean. Like, so that's why, like, I like the version of the Dome Globe that Nick Aldis has. It's kind of got that really crisp, like perfect, like everything is fucking exactly the way it's supposed to be look to that belt. You know what I'm saying?
Did we ever talk about how ECW's championships or WWE championship, like the tag team championships.
Oh, yeah, I think we talked about that. Yeah, the tag team ones. They wore those belts on Raw. They brought those tag belts to Raw when they appeared.
They were the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah. Well, a little side lesson. Reggie Parks, the maker of those belts, actually owned the rights to the designs.
Right.
At WWE was trying to like, hey, we want these exclusively for us. And Reggie Parks was like, nope, those are my designs. I'm keeping them.
That's right. I remember. Which
is why years later, they found their way to Dave Milliken because they worked together. And when that Jamar version of the Intercontinental belt that Cody Rhodes introduced came out, Dave Milliken even told us, he picked up the phone and he's like, hey, we need to have a conversation because that's my fucking design you're using.
Yeah, and we talked about that with him, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And if I'm not mistaken, the TV championship for ECW was kind of Winged Eagle-ish.
Winged Eagle design without the bars. See, that's another thing you got to be careful with, too. You look at the real Winged Eagle belts, the ones that are made by Reggie Miller, the ones that were made by...
I'm sorry, who?
Reggie... Oh, fuck. Reggie Parks. Jesus, yeah. Reggie Miller.
The NBA Hall of Famer.
He's making belts and he's fucking dunking over fucking... what's his nuts?
The New York Knicks killer scoring 11 points in 2 minutes in the final game.
I know. I used to be an NBA fan. I suffered through that shit. I remember.
I'm a Bulls fan, so I got nothing to complain about.
No, but the thing is, like, you look at a lot of the belts now, like, even the replicas that WWE Shop puts out, they don't attach the bars to the main plate anymore. They just attach them to the strap, and to me, that's not the same fucking belt. The bars have to be fucking attached, otherwise there's no bars.
We are the bars.
Bars.
Old Navy.
Ah, shit. Fucking... Matt's still in the room. Kate's in the room. People are joining us. This is fun. This is good times.
What are they saying? Anything at all? Or?
Kate gave us the bar thumbs, I think. I don't know. I can't see what this fucking... Oh, it's Kate waving. Okay. My eyes are really fucking bad. I can't see what that is. I'm sorry.
Hopefully this time in 2 weeks, I'll be able to join everything while we're actually podcasting. So, big boy purchase. Did we talk about that on the air?
We did not talk about that on the air, but I think... So let's wrap up the U.S. title. I got the TV on standby. I'm going to pop that shit on at 8 o'clock, but not before, so I don't get distracted. Because I'm curious to see what this fucking thing's going to look like. I figured at least one picture would have leaked by now, but that's not the case. Not the case
at all. A lot of stuff leaks, but apparently not this.
Which is weird. It's really weird. I don't even think the IC belt leaked before it came out either. I could be mistaken, but...
I read, and I didn't. I just saw the headline. I didn't read the article because I don't want to be spoiled. I read that the results of next week's part two of Great American Bash, like the winner of the winner take all match, was spoiled.
Yeah, who the?
But fuck? I didn't. But I didn't see it though.
I didn't see the result. I don't remember the fella's name who put it out there, but he took some shit. People were fucking pissed off about that. I know that Matt and I were talking about it when it. Excuse me, when it broke.
We're both in the same boat trying to hold burps in.
It's fucking bad, dude. You know why? Because I got Angry Orchards in the fridge, so I'm fucking trying to drink them up because they're just sitting there lonely, you know?
What'd you have, Matt over?
No, I didn't have Matt over. This was Lonely Tony drinking, and I'm out of fucking Not Your Father's.
I get picked on
for doing shots by myself during the show, so I figured I might as well just have a beverage.
Listen, it's unusual to see it, but I'll never, ever complain about it.
Somebody else is allegedly going to be back tonight, but they're not releasing names. Who the fuck is reporting this shit anymore?
Maybe it's my dear good friend Kurt Hawkins or my dear good friend Zack Ryder.
Have you heard something?
I have not, but I talked to Kurt Hawkins today.
Oh, name dropping. That's
what I do, bro.
What did Mr. Myers have to say? Oh, wait, you said Kurt Hawkins, so you must know something we don't know.
I know nothing.
You're a liar, fucker. You're a liar.
Our friendship isn't that deep yet.
Dude. You're full of shit.
Nah.
Hey, Ronda Rousey got new cows.
Calves?
Cows. COWS. This is what's making the fucking news. Holy shit, dude.
Wait, did she get like cows like Buff Bagwell got calves?
No, she got cows like moo. Like that kind of fucking cows.
Like Brock Lesnar cows? Like farming in North Dakota or yes. South Dakota cows?
Yeah, except I don't think... Yeah.
Good for Rhonda.
I guess. Doesn't she
help me, Rhonda.
Didn't she get pregnant? Was she pregnant too? Did she have a baby or no? I thought that
was... That was like her, like, for lack of a better term, threat. Like, not threat, but like, I'm leaving because I want to have a baby, but she never had a baby.
You made it sound like she's like, I ain't coming back because I'm going to go have a baby and I'm not coming back.
Yeah, that was terrible of me, by the way. But like, remember when like Jim Cornette, like,
God damn, all these fucking women having kids.
Yeah.
Costing Vince McMahon more fucking money.
Alluding to.
Fucking asshole. As if he doesn't have enough millions, we're going to get fucking having babies. What the fuck?
How dare you?
God damn!
Invoke,
come over here,
you're
fuck my wife!
You're right as a woman to have a baby. That's not even a right, it's nature.
Stick it in my wife's ass, god damn!
Oh my god, if you don't want to have a baby, stick it in my wife's ass! You know how you don't get a baby?
God damn! Double penetration!
I don't, I'm not ready to be a father.
Extra
yet.
Cheese!
I'm not ready to be a dad. Put it in my wife's ass.
Put it in her ass. Get a push. Make sure you push it in.
Yeah. You want your push? Double cheese.
You got to push for a push. God damn.
Your push. We're talking about your push, god damn it. Your push.
You know, what's everybody worried
about?
You
got to push?
The push.
You know how you ruin your push? Your push. I can't even. This is so bad. We're getting canceled. Tony and Shining Wizards are canceled.
Fucking A, dude. Oh, god. We might have to go over to Midnight Jury.
Put it in her hair, god damn it. That's how you know. Oh, my
god
push.
Damn.
My push.
God damn.
My push.
You know,
dude,
Connie?
I've been binge listening to Jim Ross.
You know,
today.
Connie,
I'm
you don't
want to
get her
work
pregnant?
Full time.
You push it in her ass, Connie.
What's that?
Connie.
Oh, come on, Connie. Come on. You know that. You know that, Connie. You know that better than anybody, comrade. You know that. I mean, you're in the wrestling business now. You're a promoter. You go. You get it.
You want to push.
Sometimes you promote the ass. Sometimes just promote the ass, Connie. Just that's all you gotta do.
How the fuck did we get here? God damn.
Bud Lights. That's how we got here.
Fucking Bud Lights and fucking Angry Orchards. God damn.
God damn. God damn, Jim Ross. Well, you know, Connie, I get confused sometimes. I'm Corny. I'm Connie. I don't know.
You're gonna push it, motherfucker.
Talk to your father and all about that.
Kev, breaking news, hot off the wire.
He's gonna kill us. Is it him? Is it what I think it is?
Sasha Banks tweeted a shot at Raw Women's Champion Asuka today, saying she is late to Raw and gonna tell Vince McMahon. This prompted a back and forth that included Asuka saying Sasha's feet smell and Bayley saying tonight will be her night.
That's how you build a program.
What the fuck?
Listen, feet do smell. Good for her.
She just writes back, feet smell, with an angry emoji.
Was she talking to you?
My feet don't smell, damn it.
They don't smell, but they're everywhere.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck, dude. Goddamn Asuka. Have I mentioned her fucking YouTube channel yet? Have I mentioned? I'm sure I've mentioned it 100 times. Please check it out.
Asuka's got a YouTube channel?
Of course she does.
Nice.
She built like a home arcade last week, and then another week she went to a carnival and she was eating goodies. Like, it's fucking just crazy shit. It's really funny.
She went to a carnival? A gym carnival?
God damn. Spin the wheel. Fuck my wife.
Carnival. Oh, man.
Spin the wheel, goddamn.
We're going to a carnival.
God.
We're going to a carnival.
Hey, you know, Jim. All right,
some funnel cake.
Here's a serious question. So Jim Cornette's an atheist, right? Yet he says goddamn a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Well, atheists don't believe in it, so that's okay, I guess.
But if you don't believe in something, why would you use a word of something you don't believe in? Like, I don't go around going, God damn leprechauns, God damn.
Oh, yeah, neither do I.
You know?
You know, the Lord's name in vain, I guess, is what the technical term is. Yeah, so if you don't believe in it, you can say whatever you want.
All right. Now, I understand that there's a lot of folks out there that are named Jesus, Spanish for Jesus, right? Do you know anybody named God?
Didn't God team with Shawn Michaels one time against Vince and Shane?
Yeah, but his name is God. Like, he didn't have, like, another... Like, he didn't give God a gimmick, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
He wasn't, like, the
Kanye West didn't name one of his kids God?
Who did?
Or something like that. Didn't, like... I feel like every, like, celebrity makes up a weird name for their kid. Didn't... No celebrity named the kid God yet?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm not sure.
Like, Kanye West or... Beyonce? Or?
No, he would name his kid Yeezus, no?
Ah.
I don't think he would go God. Like, look, like, Jesus, yeah. God, you know what I'm saying?
Donald Trump doesn't have a kid named God somewhere?
No. What's his kid's name? God, I haven't seen his kid in a while. No, he does not have a kid named God.
Chinos,
yes.
That's all right.
Oh, boy. I don't understand.
Tony, we are flying by the seat of our shining wizard's pants here, buddy.
I have a feeling we should cover some New Japan, to be honest with you.
Well, Matt would kill us if we didn't.
Well, Matt's going to kill us because, I mean, look, there was a lot of fucking New Japan last week. A lot of New Japan. And I'm telling you this much, I don't know if I mentioned it last week. Maybe I did. But I'm a fucking huge fan, as we all know, of Tanahashi, of course. Kota Ibushi, of course.
That's right.
You know who's quickly up there, even before Tom Ishii, who I love me some Tom Ishii?
That's what I was going to guess.
No, Ishii. Big Tom definitely fucking gets major points in my book. He's a fucking beast, that guy. But the guy who's really impressed the shit out of me, especially in this tournament, Show. Show is a fucking star, dude. That guy's a fucking star. And a lot of people...
You love you some Show, baby.
And I liked a lot of people in this tournament. Fucking Takahashi was fucking great. It's a fucking sin that he's not in the final. Fucking Evil Sonata was a good match, but Evil's a fucking asshole, dude. He was trying to fucking kill his partner to make that final. And by God, he fucking nearly did.
This is weird. It was a weird direction to take, but I guess I don't watch enough New Japan to say whether I'm surprised, disappointed, this or that. It was definitely just not what I saw happening.
It's weird. There was a lot of great shit from this tournament. We could recap a little bit of it in a minute, but fucking, if there was ever a time for Takahashi to get a big win to give him a fucking push, it would definitely be over somebody like Okada. And they didn't fucking do it. And it just baffles my mind. And Okada kept fucking hitting him with Rainmakers back and forth. And he kept kicking out. I was like, holy shit, dude. It's going to be his fucking time. He's going to fucking waltz in there. He's going to get that double title match. There's going to be three belts at fucking, yeah. I guess, Dominion or whatever the fuck the next show is going to be. I think it's Dominion, isn't it?
It's Dominion, yeah.
So
I guess there was a lot of talk about how they hyped it up all throughout the early stages of the tournament about how there aren't as many juniors in this tournament and this and that. Then to have Takahashi go as far as he did, I actually don't hate that he lost, only because it gave you hope that like maybe he could do it. And then when you don't, he put up that big fight and this and that. And I guess it's one of those things where there's no shame in losing to Okada, I guess.
No, there's not, but it's very, it's a fucking, and to me, and I know Matt feels the same way, and I'm sure you feel that same way as well. Fucking Okada versus Evil just doesn't, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, honestly, what are they going to do? They're going to have Evil against fucking Naito for both belts? Like, that doesn't make sense. It's like Okada Naito already. And something else I was thinking about too, and Matt made a great point. Although Matt fucked me over when he got fucking convinced me to take Evil over Sonata to begin with, because I was really hoping for fucking Sonata and
Wait, Takahashi. You picked Evil?
I think I did.
I thought we all picked Sonata. I thought we all had the same thing.
Oh, no, he convinced, yeah, he, Sonata, that's right. No, he convinced me to take, he convinced me to go against Evil. It was something else. Never
mind. No, I think he convinced you to go against Okada.
No, I was going against Okada to begin with. I had it in my mind that it was going to be Takahashi and Sonata. Like, that was my thought.
Me too.
But I think it was maybe Evil in one of the earlier rounds. Who the fuck did Evil face? See,
not Suzuki. Who
it was Goto. That was it. It was Goto.
Goto.
Yeah.
So I don't know I don't know enough about New Japan to decipher what kind of story they're telling. And I don't think, because they're restarting just like everyone else. So well, I don't know where they were when they left.
And it's a lot harder when I'm watching this shit at 6 in the morning and it's only Japanese commentary. That doesn't really help much. But I'm really surprised that they're going Okada again. And to Matt's point, which I completely agree with, it doesn't bode well for Naito. Like, I have this bad feeling that this fucking whole Naito thing is going to be over before it started.
What if there was an American comparison, and if Matt's listening or watching on Hot Mic or listening somewhere, what would the American comparison be for Okada Naito? Like, would it be like John Cena, like Triple H or John Cena Edge? Would it be like Hogan Savage? Like what, like, cause they keep going back to it. I mean, I'm not saying that they're going to this time, but
I would say, I don't know. You would think, see, that's the weird thing about Okada. Like, as much as I respect him and as cool as he is and whatnot, like, I know that Matt had mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. Like, people really didn't want to get behind Okada. But Okada's popular now, so I can't see him being in the spot of a John Cena. I don't know. Do you feel Austin Rock when you see these guys wrestle?
You know what? Austin Rock, maybe not, but maybe like John Cena, Randy Orton.
That's possible.
This is me, like, literally not knowing. But I consider Okada, like, when I look at Okada, I see a star, like, anywhere he wanted to go. Like, I remember there was interest from WWE bringing him in. I know Triple H wanted to make it his goal to bring him into WWE. And I think, despite what WWE does with a lot of guys, you know, Shinsuke, Kushida, different guys from Japan, like, Okada's a guy that just screams, like, mega, mega, mega superstar. And I don't watch enough New Japan. I watched it this week and the weeks of this tournament because it was a refreshing break for me from American wrestling. And I do enjoy that every now and then. I'm not going to say I'll watch it every week when the show comes on, but yeah, it was a refreshing break. Okada to me is just like, he's big. He's got everything that like Triple H or Vince McMahon would want or anyone would want, to be honest with you. So I could see them making, I don't know if he's their John Cena or their Triple H or their Ric Flair. But I think that I see Okada coming away maybe from this whole thing.
The only problem I really have with that is, what do you do with Okada? Like, who do you line him up against? Like, I don't see anybody in WWE that would really work his style except for a handful of people. Like, maybe you get him in there with Nakamura. But other than that, maybe AJ? But who else
I don't know
is he
enough about
with?
His like I don't know enough about his style to really determine who he'd be compatible with. But I mean, it's hard to argue that AJ, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, a Roman Reigns, maybe a big man, like stuff like, or Randy Orton. Like,
I could see Randy Orton. I could see, because Randy Orton likes to work that slow, methodical style, and that's right up Okada's alley. Like, look at the matches Okada's had in his tournament. They've been averaging like 25, 30 minutes. Yeah. Like, he's been the fucking guy that's been putting on these long matches. Sometimes to a fault, other times it's like perfect. Like this Takahashi match, it told a great story. Still disappointed that Okada won in the grand scheme of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, Okada losing to Takahashi would probably not be a big deal either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Takahashi is the junior heavyweight champion. For him to get a win over somebody like Okada, that's a big feather in his cap. And if Okada loses, oh, well, you lost to a guy who's a fucking world champion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's no shame in that. Look at the tournament. Fucking Tanahashi fucking lost. Fucking, who's the guy that's the openweight champion? Makabe? Is he the one that's the openweight champion? He fucking lost. Fucking Ibushi lost. Like, all these guys that had championships fucking lost. Showing Yo lost. You know what I'm saying?
100%. And again,
and New
like,
Japan
to your
doesn't
point,
play that game where everybody's got to be protected either. They don't.
And to make to your point, I think I only watched like the first two nights, like going back rounds in English. The last few I've watched in the Japanese version. So like I have no clue what the hell's going on, like, or what they're trying to get over, or what they're trying to push as a match, or this and that. So I have no clue. So I don't know if there's some like if Evil is supposed to be this crazy bastard. I mean, it seems that way, like that he actually poses a real threat to Okada.
Oh, he was ready to fucking murder his tag team partner to get there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though. Fucking Yuji Nagata had a great showing in this tournament. Minoru Suzuki had a great showing. Fucking Big Tom had an amazing showing.
I really thought Ishii was going to do it.
Fucking.
That was another good match. I don't know. Like, that was amazing.
But
to
even
watch.
Even these six-man matches where they put in the fucking red-shirted guy from Star Trek, you know what I'm saying? You know the guy that's going to fucking lose. But all these guys getting involved, man, like fucking Nagata, Suzuki, and Ishii, they're just beating the fucking piss out of each other in these six-man, eight-man matches.
Did you watch all those, like the six-man and the eight-man?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't watch.
Anything. And they're easy to watch because the heels, usually about 2 minutes in, just fucking rush the baby faces and they just beat them up. So half the time they're fighting to get back on the apron. Nobody stands on the apron. Naito don't even fucking take his shirt off, which is fucking hilarious. Yeah. I still don't know why. I mean, hopefully he doesn't have like bitch titties going on under there, and he just doesn't give a shit. But whatever.
Yeah, he looks weird now. Like when he comes out, like wearing like that golf shirt, like Kevin Polo. That's like Naito Polo.
I think he's just frustrated that he's not like the main guy at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like the tournament's not about him. It's setting up his next challenger. I kind of get that feeling. And I think I read in an interview that he did recently, like he can't wait to defend the belts, but it is what it is, man. Like to fill in between, this is what New Japan does. 6-man matches, 8-man matches. And the fucking Young Lion always eats the shit. But I tell you the other thing, this crop of Young Lions, man, they've been fucking looking really good. And they've gotten a hell of an opportunity to shine here.
Is it just me, or is like everyone? This is gonna sound weird. Is there like a wellness policy in New Japan? Because every single one of these guys are like made of like solid granite.
And the funny thing is, dude, like you. Well, not. I mean, like not some of the guys that have been around. Like some of them, like got a little
but
bit.
But like
of,
the Lions, and the young. Guys, oh, the young. Like, you oh, like Ishimori, for Christ's sake, is like. You like, know these guys are like. Again, it's everywhere, but like these guys are like. There's not 1 ounce of fat on any of these guys.
Well, I mean, you look at Yano. Yano's a fucking quivering mass of jelly. And
all right, a lot of these guys. Some of these guys.
I mean, some of them are rocking the bellies. I forget. You see, this is the other thing, too. I've really got to start putting names to faces.
Yeah, that's what we have Matt for, usually.
Well, I've been doing my best, too. You know what I mean?
Listen, I watched, man. I watched.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What the fuck is Yoshihashi supposed to be? He comes out with a cane. He comes out. He looks scared all the time. He reminds me of like the Japanese Michael Cera. Like he doesn't look sure of himself.
Yeah, that's a very good comparison.
Right?
You're talking about the actor Michael Cera.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like fucking like Scott Pilgrim, like that fucking guy.
Yoshihashi.
Am I wrong? Come on.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, he always looks confused or, like, he's afraid something's going to happen. He got eliminated, too. They stopped the match because Evil beat the shit out of him, which is another reason why I thought Evil was going to lose, because he needed a fucking comeuppance for that beating.
Oh, yeah, that's who you picked to beat Evil. You picked Yoshihashi to beat Evil.
That was it. That was it. And fucking came out fucking limping. I was like, really?
Ugh. Dude, that was surprising to me how they did that.
Well, what, like the two-minute stoppage?
Yeah, like completely beat the F out of them.
Let me see if I can find when these fucking dates are coming up. I think it's coming up Thursday is going to be the finals of the tournament. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
We talked about it last week.
I know. Oh, here, the finals are Saturday, the 11th. Okay. So it's going to be really fucking early here. It's 4 a.m. here? Holy. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm up at 6 o'clock for working. I ain't fucking waking up at 4 a.m. I'll be catching that on the replay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you said it was a Saturday, though.
Yeah, but it's 4 a.m., dude. It's either you got to stay up all night and then watch it through the morning, or you got to fucking go to bed early and then wake up for it.
That's true.
I ain't doing shit on my weekends.
I love Kevin Kelly commentary, and I've been watching. I miss it, even though I probably could have watched some of the stuff over again with him. But it's – and again, I say this every week. Like, New Japan to me is, like, the only, like, good wrestling with no audience. It's like it doesn't – to me, it doesn't miss a beat.
You know, I can't say that. Like, I do enjoy New Japan without the audience. Like, I wish they would have it, but it does fit. I enjoy AEW without the audience. My only pet peeve with them is not having the guys at ringside. I'm fine with that. It's when people come out and they stay on the fucking ramp. It's like,
yeah.
I get it. It's awkward. Somebody's supposed to come out and somebody's supposed to do something, but for God's sakes, don't fucking stay there. It's so distracting. Like, I think it was a couple weeks ago when Lance Hoyt was wrestling, or Lance Archer, and Jake the Snake's on the fucking stand. It's like, No, dude, just fucking just get down. I don't need to see you back there. It's distracting. It takes away from what's going on.
Yeah, it was weird. He was like kind of in like, I don't know if they ever like focused on him, but like when I first started watching the first night of Fighter Fest, when people are coming out of the ring, you just see like Jake the Snake, like you see the girls in the bikinis and some of the people at ringside, and then all of a sudden you see like Jake the Snake Roberts like wearing like a button down blue shirt in like the background, like he's going to like a barbecue in November.
Who passed away last year around Fighter Fest? And Matt gave me shit for making fun of JR. They were talking about somebody. Somebody had passed away. They were offering their condolences, and there was just some like big chested woman laying on one of the fucking lounge chairs or sitting in one of the fucking.
Oh God!
And I was like, condolences to the family. Here, look at some titties to make you feel better.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm trying to think who that was. Who the hell was it?
I don't remember. I don't remember. Just a follow up. It says the next night is when Naito defends the title. That card starts at 2 a.m., so that might be worth staying up for.
What day of the week is that?
That's the next night. That's going to be, I guess, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, rain is falling.
Goddamn.
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 Goddamn Maroon 5.
Let me see. Fighter Fest. I'm just trying to see if we get some fucking Fighter Fest notes out of the way.
Fighter Fest notes. What do you want?
Did you catch it this past week?
I watched most of it. Not all of it.
Yeah, you see, it's so far away too. Like I'm trying to remember what exactly.
Well, you had Cody versus Hager. What I thought was the best part was Penelope Ford of Sheeta.
How amazing was that match?
It was good, man. That
Penelope
was probably my favorite
Ford,
part of that
she
show.
She actually showed me that she can hang, that she belongs there. That was a fucking great match.
Now here's the question.
Yeah.
Is this just? I mean, I hope for the best. Is this just a really good outing for her?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You would hope. And I mean, Sheeta's no fucking slouch. Sheeta's one of the best that they have. You know what I'm saying? So for her to be able to keep up and pull off some of the spots that she did and like the finishers, like even when fucking Sheeta, what the fuck's her finisher? She fucking hit it like the Falcon Arrow or some shit. And then Penelope Ford rolls through. For a second, I was like, holy fuck, Penelope Ford's got this.
Yeah, we use the cliche like coming out party for people. Like that was Penelope's, and hopefully she can keep it going.
Absolutely, absolutely. High marks, big time for that one. Like you said, hopefully she keeps it going. I got good faith in her right now based on that performance. Fucking Jurassic Express with a big surprise win over Wardlow and MJF. Big surprise there.
MJF's a Mumu?
No, what did I forget this?
It's his pink robe that he came out in.
No, I don't remember. I don't
remember.
Oh,
God. It was. As I said, I love Max. Not his best wardrobe choice. His Wardlow choice.
I remember him yelling at Wardlow, going, "You can't you do anything right?" And then fucking getting knocked into him, fucking knocking Wardlow for a couple of loops. It was a creative finish. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm just very surprised that they're going this route already. So early. Sowing those seeds, brother. We're going to have a face Wardlow? Is that where they're going?
It's got like a Shawn Michaels Diesel kind of feel to it.
Oh, something that the AEW crew didn't talk about Wednesday on the recap show. Wednesday nights, by the way, after AEW Dynamite. Check them out right here on The Rant and the Shining Wizards Network. Cheap plug for our boys and our girl. But they didn't really go into last week's episode of Be the Elite.
Tony, sing the song.
Be the Elite. Be the Elite. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Whatever. Anyway, and we didn't talk about it either, so shame on us. Shame on the Shining Wizards crew all around.
I don't watch Be the Elite.
Okay, I don't either, but I happen to watch it, and this was a big fucking point that nobody seems to fucking have mentioned. Fucking cowboy shit was walking past fucking, what's his name? Eric Rowan. What the fuck's his name?
Wait, Eric Rowan.
Not Eric, you know, the fucking guy. What's his name? Brody Lee. Come on, help me out, brother. Brody Lee. So he's walking past Brody Lee, and he's like, you know, I applied for that thing on your website, the Join the Dark Order. And he's like, oh, you did? And he's like, yeah, but I never heard back from you guys. So he's like, oh, well, if you want, we can get an application. Nah, I'm kind of done with it now. But it's cool, man. I'll talk to you later. And he walks away. And fucking Brody Lee loses his shit because right there, he could have had the cowboy be part of the fucking Dark Order. So he went back. He fucking yelled at Johnny Silver. He yelled at fucking Alex Reynolds. He fucking yelled at fucking Slabo Uno, whatever the fuck his name is. He called him up, and he's like, do you have papers near you? He's like, hit yourself in the face. And, dude, a lot of F-bombs in this segment. That's another thing that made it so fucking uneasy. Fucking cowboy. We could have had the fucking cowboy, motherfuckers. Hit yourself in the fucking head. Dude.
Big, right. Big, get behind that.
Big fucking story hinge right there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised. Like, maybe I'm making more of it, but I think that's a big fucking deal. Cowboy's fucking not feeling his boy Omega and the fucking Be the Elite. Maybe he wants to join the Dark Order.
And, like, every single time there's, like, a, not like a pull apart, but, like the other day, I think it was this episode, it may have been the week before, but, like, Omega is, like, kind of going at. I mean, Hangman Page is kind of going at Omega, like siding with like other people and not him. It's weird. And Tony, you know if Hangman Page joined the Dark Order, you know what they'd be and Brody Lee, you know what they'd be singing? Brody Lee, the Elite. Brody Lee, the Elite. Brody Lee, the Elite. Brody Lee, Elite.
This is where I would get up and walk away, but Matt's not here to cover for me.
One of us is going to have to soon because I have to go to the bathroom.
All right. Well, you know what? In a few minutes, I could actually run the commercials. We haven't run the commercials in a fucking minute.
We got time. We got time.
No, but I just want to get through this.
It's not an emergency.
So Hager's got the fucking triangle on Cody, and Cody pins him? Like, I don't... It's fucking weird.
It's Cody,
you know
man.
What? And I don't blame Jake Hager for getting pissed off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have did without that finish. That's fucking weird.
I think you wanted to... You got to keep Hager... Listen, I love Hager. Like, I think he completely did a 180 from his time in WWE. And so you gotta keep him strong. Depending on what, like, I guess it's depending on what they have for him. I don't think he's ever gonna be a world champion, but
can I just say one thing? Jake Hager picked an awful time to fucking just wear bicycle shorts and not a singlet.
I noticed that.
It's like, come on, dude.
I mean, he's worn the compression shorts before, like the Triple H-esque when he tore his hammy shorts.
Yeah, but
that was just like plain blue. I was just like,
But dude, he's known for wearing a singlet. Why would you not wear the singlet, especially when you're paunchy? You know what I'm saying?
Has he worn the singlet in AEW?
I don't know, but still, I'm sure he's got a couple of them in his bag somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Unless he sold it to some fucking creep online. Who knows?
Nah, I think he's just been wearing those, but just with like actual designs on them. Not just like blue, like freaking Hacksaw Jim Duggan shorts when he came back in 2005.
I could say this. I did not, and it's I know I'm doing our boys a disservice. I did not catch the Santana Ortiz and Private Party match. I don't know what the fuck else I was doing.
Hey, no, now that you mention it, I don't think I caught that either.
I think because Wednesday
I probably did, but it was just last Wednesday, so I don't fucking know.
No, I definitely didn't. I definitely caught the first hour, but I think the second hour some other shit was coming up and I was getting involved with that. But From what I understand here, yeah. Look, you got Matt Hardy playing doot. So.
Oh yeah, he was in the corner of Private Party. Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, you know what I did catch? I catched Orange Cassidy at ringside and Jericho getting pissed off at him. I caught that stuff.
And Jericho's a freaking gem. Like Jericho is like
he's a fucking jerk, is what he is.
Like the gift to Chris Jericho is like the gift to the world. I don't care if he no-sold me outside of Dingbats. 5 years ago. Chris Jericho was a
on
gift
Mother's
to the world.
Day, no less.
Oh God, what that? Oh my God, it was Mother's
that
Day.
That was Mother's Day, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
When did we talk to him? We interviewed him.
No, I'm talking about when I went to his concert.
Oh, was that the next week?
In Clifton. It was the next Saturday or Sunday.
No, but there was.
It was we had him on to promote the Dingbat show,
and that was for Mother's Day.
Was it Mother's Day?
I thought we were promoting a Mother's Day show, and the show was like either the next day
or that
night.
The first one definitely wasn't Mother's Day.
Hmm.
We had him on to promote the Dingbat show, and I went to it, and I waited outside the freaking venue for 3 hours with a shirt for him, and I gave it to like somebody. I gave it to some agent or some stooge or something. And
I remember you. Yeah, you were a little bummed by that.
Kate Mega Powers was there.
Kate agrees that Hager looked like barf, but this was his best match. And she also says, "Thank God Matt can't throw electricity against the wall."
Why? What does Matt throw against the wall?
Well, Matt threw his heart monitor against the wall a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. And he crushed it like Kurt Hennig crushed the Winged Eagle belt.
Yeah. Kev, you're going to be really mad at me. I did not see the main event either. I don't know that what I had to do last Wednesday, but I didn't even watch this.
Well, listen, sometimes you just need a break from the pro wrestling.
It's not even a break. Like, last week I had fucking so much shit going on every night. Like, and it was just, like, nonstop bullshit last week. But this week's going to be different. Because you know what's coming on right now? Monday Night Raw is on, so I'm going to pop the TV on in the background.
And I'll let you Corporate
know.
Tony.
I'll let you know if I catch anything else, catch anything in the background. Tonight, Randy Orton, Andrade, and Garza against the Viking Raiders and The Big Show. Holy fuck, dude. Really?
Dude, it sounds like you were going to say Randy Orton on drugs. Like, Randy Orton, Andrade. Randy Orton on drugs.
I'm surprised. That's weird. Oh, Drew McIntyre's out. Drew McIntyre, all right, for my DDPY people, he looks like fucking Yoga Doc. You all know who that is if you're a DDPY patriot or subscriber or doer, whatever you want to call it.
Well, enlighten me.
He fucking looks like the Yoga Doc. He's got a ponytail. He's got a beard.
Well, who's the Yoga Doc?
The Yoga Doc is DDP's workout and business partner. So he'll do like some of the different workouts. I know. I'm sorry. I was staring at the screen. I just want to make sure I'm not missing this because this is going to be a hot take getting my information. Kev, anything else on Fighter Fest? You want to go? You know what? Maybe we should touch on Fighter Fest for next week, and then we'll take a break.
Well, because you got week two coming up next week.
What happened now?
You got week two coming up next week.
That's right. Let me see.
And you got the Great American Bash week two, and
full card set for Fighter Fest. Bah, bah, bah. Oh yeah, because Moxley can't wrestle this week because of the COVID quarantine, so he's going to be wrestling. What's the show going to be after that? Fight for the Fallen. That's it. Fight for the Fallen. See, I remember this shit. Oh, Kev, big fucking news. That broke actually right after the fucking show. Next week, as part of Fighter Fest, the Puppy Battle Royal.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, what
is... It's AEW's take on the Puppy Bowl. They're going to put a bunch of puppies in a fucking wrestling ring, and they're going to pretend like they're beating each other up, and one of them's going to win, and I guess it's...
Is Jericho going to be on commentary for that? Because he needs to be.
I would imagine so. I would hope so. I would really hope so. So, Kevin, here's our show for this week. We got Orange Cassidy and Chris Jericho one-on-one. We got FTR and the Young Bucks versus the Butcher and the Blade and the Lucha That's Brothers. Right. Nyla Rose versus Tibba. I don't know who that is, but hopefully she's ready for Nyla. Tag Team Championship match, Kenny Omega, Adam Page versus Private Party. Lance Archer versus Joey Janela. And the full squad, SCU versus Brody Lee, Stu Grayson, and Colt Cabana. Wonder what's going on there.
That's Coltsky.
It's weird, man. I don't know if Colt's going to wind up joining them, but I'm fucking intrigued to see what's going to happen.
Got to do something with my man.
Intrigued to see what's going to happen. Well, I don't know if you can mute your microphone or not, but I guess we'll do our first commercial break in a long time, so we'll come back in three. I got to plug the fucking Patriots because I got to get that fucking list ready. But
Are you going to do the commercials first or are you going to do the Patreon first?
No, I'll do the commercial. It gives us about 3 minutes. So when you come back, I'll be talking about the Patriots and we'll.
I just got to get my gimmick in, you know?
That's all right. We'll pick it up from there. We'll do it from there.
No, I'm talking about the William Mercer.
Right. Yeah, well, don't worry, Kev. We'll get your gimmick in, brother. Don't worry.
Got to get my stuff in, dude.
All right, brother. Hey, we'll be back in about 3.5 with our Patreon things and whatnots and some more wrestling talk from your two-man army. We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Hold on. Moment. Lost. In a world where Hollywood tries to tell you how to live while doing the exact opposite. Where fresh ideas are tossed away for a cash grab reboot. Where the media has become nothing but propaganda and freedom is traded for what they tell you is security and safety. There is Inconclusive Breakdown. Your weekly look at current events and entertainment with no political correct BS. Just news and uncensored opinions, everywhere you get podcasts. A proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rantemradio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Hey, Kev.
Yo.
One thing I am fucking desperately upset about that caused this thing to go away thanks to the COVID. Wonder Woman 84. I'm dying to see that fucking movie. I thought the first Wonder Woman was amazing. And how could you go wrong with this fucking remix of Blue Monday, dude? Come on.
I'll take your word for it.
You don't hear this? You can't. You can hear this, right?
It.
Fucking amazing. You know what else is amazing, Kevin?
Oh, tell me.
Supporting the Shining Wizards on Patreon.
That's right.
Of course it is. I mean, wait, listen to this breakdown. Come on, man. How could you not bob your head to this shit?
Sheikah's doing
it. Brother, I come to you, my favorite Jew businessman. I put you in the camel clutch, brother.
That's right.
Oh, you don't do a Sheik impression? Come on.
I tried. I don't think it's very good.
Come on, give it to me. You,
effing bullshit, model man. Let me tell you all. It's terrible.
That's fantastic. What are you talking about?
I think that you, man, Sergeant Slaughter, are terrible, man. It's terrible. I have to work on it. But, Tony, you were right about supporting the Shining Wizards podcast.
Of course I was, Kev. Kev, what if I told you... Oh, I got to fucking lower this now. I'm going to keep rocking out. Da-na-na. Fuck, I have too many fucking windows open. This is beyond confusion right here on my computer screen. Kev, what if I told you could support the Shining Wizards for as little as one fucking dollar? Would you commit me to an insane asylum?
I'd be like, damn.
That's a good impression, too. Don't fucking knock yourself, bro. You got some good impressions.
I'm trying.
Can you wait? All right. Can you say as Farouk? Can you say, do I look like a Rosenthal to you?
No.
Ah,
not gonna try. I'm not even gonna try.
You know what that line's from, right?
Coming to America.
No. Paul Heyman used to book tickets for ECW wrestlers as bereavement tickets. You know what that is?
When someone dies?
Yes. So you get a cheaper airfare if you got to go travel to a wake or a funeral or whatever.
Yeah.
So he used to book all these fake names on these flights with the tickets and then just give them. So fucking, why do I keep calling him Farouk? Ron Simmons missed a shot in Florida on Friday but showed up for Saturday with his wife. So Mikey Whipwreck's like, what happened? He's like, it wouldn't let me on the plane. Do I look like a Rosenthal to you?
Do I look like a Rosenthal to you?
Perfect. God damn it. That was awesome. Hey, you know what else is awesome?
I can do anybody now. Now I'm pretty confident.
Oh, now you're feeling it. All right. Give me something else. Give me something else before I get to these Patreon plugs.
Say somebody.
While
you take a fucking big bite of your, what was it, the ice cream bar?
Yeah, dude. I haven't had one of these in like a fucking month. I was treating myself tonight. You know what helps? Doing a lot of talking, the coolness of the ice cream on the back of your throat.
Cool whip.
Did you say cool whip? All right, can you do a Peter Griffin?
No. Man.
Well, Lois, I'll see you. Do I look like a Rosenthal to you, Stewie?
You think that's bad?
Well, you should check out Iron. At least it's no Iron Sheik and Ron Simmons dancing on a podcast.
God damn.
But I lost. Oh, that was Butch Reed. I lost Ron Simmons.
You know, Butch Reed started Twitter.
No, Netflix.
Netflix, whatever. Same shit. I'm sure he had a part in Twitter, too. All right, so let me get back to the business at hand. And here's the business at hand. For as little as $1, you can support the Shining Wizards. Join us as a Patreon producer each and every week. We read your name. We give you the 10% off code for ProWrestlingTees.com for our merch. Kevin, that's not all. You donate a little more, you get exclusive watch-alongs, which we got to do one for July, by the way. We still got to get
that. You got to give a little more than you're asking for.
See, you're feeling it now, dude. You're fucking unstoppable with these. But you would think it's the real person.
God damn. I don't want to be your everything.
You donate $5, we'll plug you. You can keep singing in the background. You donate $5, we will plug your shit. You donate $10, you donate $20, you'll get a box of wizardry every 3 months. That's right. Matt will fucking he'll call the fucking dredges of pro wrestling shit and throw it in a box and go, here, have some shit. But it's not shit. It's good. It's worth it. Trust me on that. So we want to thank those who support us each and every week, our Patreon producers.
Wah, 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 wah. Oh, you can tell, by the
way. We're going to start with Kathy Hummer. She's the queen of the Shining Wizards. Kathy Hummer is a fucking phenomenal human being, by the way. I just want to put that out there. Manny Crozzo, the king of the Shining Wizards. The AOP of the SWP. The Anthony and Danny Russinello. Ryan Arthur, the fucking Dark Helmet or whatever. Rob Van Sleepaway. I don't know what the fuck Matt calls him. He's got the Elementary Brewing Company, elementary.com. That's A-L-E, not E-L-E, because Matt don't know how to speak English. They're delivering beers out of Hackensack, New Jersey. They're serving beers out of Hackensack, New Jersey. Get on the website. Go check them out. We got two Seans. We got Sean Toe. We got Sean Coelho. They're fucking all the way around the world, and they are bonded because they're fucking Sean buddies. And Sean Coelho actually gave us a great idea for a fucking contest tonight. We're going to get to that contest, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Benjamin Martinez. The Ultimate Warrior. I don't know if that's PC. I don't know if we can say that anymore. Kate the Great Hensler, of course, on deckic.com. I say it each and every week. You got shit to plug. Kate will plug your shit. You say, hey, Kate, what can I do to get this shit out there? She'll say, give me that shit. I'll rap that shit. I'll slam that shit. And we'll get that shit to each and every person. You need music for your
shit.
You need music for your shit. Kate's got music for your shit, too. She's got music and fucking shit for everything. I don't know what to say anymore. We got Matt. Yeah. We got Matt Garifo. No relation to the KJG. We got Matt Mellinger. Definitely no relation to the KJG. Christine Friesendorfer. She's the fucking other sign girl. And, man, she's the silence behind the violence.
Mark Parolini celebrating a fucking birthday this week. Happy birthday, Mark. Scott Streaksmore, Kenny Hawsey, Big Cop of Pump, Jay Cop, the star of the Shining Wizards Network's own Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Thomas Copps, the Mott Spock, not the Moot Spock or the Moot Spooks or whatever the fucking Matt says, Michael Hammond, David Henry Bauer III, I know we say this each and every week, Antonio Hosserman's got some crazy fucking good music, harvestmanrecords.bandcamp.com, Matthew Birch supporting us, what's up, Matthew? And last, and certainly least, not all the time, but this time we're going to fucking make him the bottom of the barrel, Mr. William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
And you know I have to shut the camera off, because if I see myself making a jackass of myself live on fucking camera, it's going to be ridiculous. Matt,
what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? No, when I'm fucking...
What are you going to do?
When I'm doing the plugs, if I have to see myself, like, in the fucking recording software here, it'll throw me off, and I won't get my flow going. Especially when I'm talking about Kate's shit, you know? Because Kate's shit is very important. I don't want to fuck that up.
That's a good point.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, look at this. Fucking look at us classy fellas.
Ice cream sandwiches and fucking hard ciders, not a good combination. Not a good combination.
Well, it's kind of, no, you know what? I beg to differ. Do a little, it's if you had the not your father's root beer, you do a little root beer float ski.
Well, yeah, the float ski, yeah, but the cider ski, nah.
Apple cider and vanilla, probably not the worst. Apple pie. You know,
kind of barf
cream,
ski. Hey, just so you know, Heath Slater did return tonight, and it looks like he fucking had some shit with Drew, and...
Jinder Mahal. Tell me Jinder Mahal is back.
No, not yet. But actually, fucking, he's getting in what's his nuts' his face? Dolph Ziggler's face. And now Ziggler's on top. And now fucking Claymore's coming in to save Heath Slater.
Oh, baby.
Yo, if they fucking do a three-man band like The Shield, where these guys have Drew McIntyre's back and they go all heel, that would be fucking cool as shit.
My dear good friend Heath Slater.
Name dropping Kevin over here, I swear to God.
Wouldn't be an episode of the pod if I wasn't.
Kevin fucking knows everybody and everything in the pro wrestling business.
I can name drop a lot of people today, actually, the people I talk to.
Rob Van Sleepaway. Yes, I don't remember what his fucking name is.
Wait, isn't it like Rob Van? Isn't Rip Van Winkle the guy that slept all the time?
So yeah, that's
Rob Van
I don't
Winkle.
Know.
Be a better
all
name?
All I know is that Ryan Arthur, goddamn, God bless, he's a good guy, but he fell asleep during one of their fucking AEW shows, and Matt doesn't let him live it down. So
I can't wait till I get.
To be alone with my. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My big boy purchase that I finally did, so I can watch that show and just watch Rob Van Winkle fall asleep.
Oh, you can't watch him. They're not on the hot mic yet, because if Matt had to do hot mic on his own, he'd fucking lose. I think he might kill himself.
You know what? Then I'm just going to go. I'll mute me on Skype. I'm jumping in on all of them now from now on.
We should do that. We should just sit there and just fucking listen in.
Just watch it. I don't want to be on it. Let's just watch it.
And you know, like housekeeping, you know, we don't like talking about it, but we really need to look into getting Zoom, like, as a subscription, because we could add like 100 fucking people on that thing, and I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, and that little blinky box goes from person to person.
Yes, and that would be a lot of fun. And I think that'd be easier to broadcast through the fucking OBS software, actually.
Well, just FYI, ladies and gentlemen, finally, I purchased a computer. Finally happened.
Yay, KJG.
I'm a MacBook guy, guys. I'm
a Mac man.
I'm a Mac man.
I like this. A lot of singing tonight. A lot of fun.
Oh, we're having fun. I have a whole recycling bin of Bud Light cans below me.
Let me see.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Do we have any hope of Matt joining us tonight?
I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna text him. Let me see if he can join us for a little bit.
Because I want to do the games. I want to play games. List, I don't think would be the same without him.
I think, though, in the grand scheme of things, like, we might be better off doing the list, just a one-on-one.
Yeah, but this list was kind of done with him in mind.
Oh, well, then we can't do the list. We can't do
I mean, I'm going to do it anyway, because I want to do it. But if we can't exhaust all our resources to try to get him...
Because, you see, like, with mine, it was going to be... All right, so this is the game that Sean Coelho promoted to us. And, like, I'm sure you've heard variations of it. Oh, Matt's going to join us. Power literally just came on. 5 minutes to set up.
Beautiful.
Yippee, yippee,
so,
yippee,
so
yippee.
So we will save it, because I want to do this I want to do this with him.
Hey, Kev, can I give you some more awful news that has been going around? More awful right. news? Actually,
like how,
you know what?
Like
let
how
me,
awful?
Let
like
me
awful
give
like ha-ha awful or awful like really awful?
Do you want to hear what the supposed plan was for Shayna Baszler? What going to build up to WrestleMania?
I don't know, but I heard she just wrestled a main event match.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Okay, I'm shaking my head yes as well. I think so.
Nodding is the word. You
there,
shake your head, yes.
Yeah, well,
you nod.
I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking my head. okay, so the original plan was that she was supposed to win the Royal Rumble, which I didn't pick her, but I know people that did.
I think I picked her.
No, I think we picked Ronda Rousey, no?
No, Matt, I think, was the only one that picked the weirdo to come back, I think.
No, I picked Ronda Rousey, too, I think.
But she wasn't even announced at all.
No, she wasn't, but that was just fucking wishful thinking.
Did I pick Shayna? I'm pretty
so
sure.
So Baszler was supposed to win the Rumble.
Maybe I got it right. Maybe I picked Charlotte.
And
no,
then
I
was,
didn't. Definitely did not.
It
I was, picked Shayna.
It says
right.
here, wow, it's really weird listening to my headphones in one ear now. Like, it's wow. I got to keep both earbuds in. Baszler's set to win the Raw Women's Championship from Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, and Lynch even pushed the idea. At least she said she did on the Bellas podcast. Did you know the Bellas have a podcast?
It's a network vehicle, isn't it?
The fact that you said network vehicle makes me want to like punch you in the head.
My dear good friend Peter Rosenberg says vehicle all the time.
Oh God, vehicle.
That's another one that I talked to today.
You're not corporate anymore. You're layman Kevin. What would you call it?
As our dear good friend Matt Bowman or Shining Wizards Matt would say, I got many spoons in the porridge.
Hey Kev, this isn't ballerina.
This is what are you gonna do?
I have to pull that from the archives.
That was him, right? That wasn't you.
No, that was him. That was him to
Mike Bennett.
Yes, about the pile driver.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't use the pile driver anymore.
Now that they took your finish away, what are you gonna do? He's gonna come out and he's gonna beat the crap out of us verbally.
Oh, whatever. He gets so pissed off no matter when he listens to us anyway. The other thing that I fucking absolutely love from the history of this podcast was fucking his interview with Serena Deeb. And at the end, she's like, bye. He's like, all righty. Look with those loving puppy dog eyes.
That was a great drop.
My favorite Matt drop ever was, oh, I'm Matt. And we used to fucking play when Matt wasn't on the show.
Yeah. Listen, we've all had our terrible, embarrassing moments
of
drops.
Oh, but I would
love to have someone like go back and listen to like an interview with someone like Serena Deeb like that long ago and then have her back on, or someone like again, name drop, my dear good friend Kurt Hawkins, listen to that interview like how many years ago and then have him back on, or God, who else would be available to do that from this, like maybe like a God, Pinky Sanchez.
Well, don't forget, for Matt's birthday, I actually got in touch with Trip Cassidy. That was a fucking good interview.
Well, yeah, that we rebounded nicely.
We should get Mr. Touchdown back. We haven't had Mr. Touchdown back.
You know who I want? Just say, hey, what's up? West Orange's own Josh Daniels.
Yeah, we haven't. Josh Daniels is one of like the OGs. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us. Let me see if he's up on the software. There he is. Handsome Matt Bowman, what's going on, brother?
Where is he? I don't see him.
I'm here. I'm right here.
Where are you? I want to view that pretty face.
So listen, I know you've been out of the show for about an hour now, but I gotta ask, what the fuck happened?
All right, so I did all the show prep. I printed up my notes, and I was like, I'm gonna go grab the mail. Because we got these fucking awful thunderstorms over here.
Yeah,
like
Kevin and I both got hit as well, by the way, but you seem to have gotten it really bad.
So it was crazy before. So I was like, let me go get the mail before Ree comes home. And I put my notes in here, put my laptop in here, fucking put on my slippers, went down to the mailbox, grabbed the mail. There was a package outside. I grabbed that, come back inside. I go in the fridge to grab a water. And the fucking, there's no power. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I run in the basement. I'm like, so I hit a light switch. I'm like, there's no power. I'm like, I just walked outside. So I run in the basement. I check the breaker. All the breakers are fine. I come upstairs. I'm like, I'm like, Ma, when did the power go out? She's like, oh, like 2 minutes ago. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
So wait, the first inclination that your power was out was the fridge?
Yeah, because when I went outside to get the mail, the power was on. The lights were on up here. Like, everything was on. But I didn't the shit downstairs. Like, I didn't put the lights on downstairs.
Gotcha.
Right downstairs. You got, mind you, this was an hour and 45 minutes ago, Kevin. This was 6:45 when the power went out. So it was still pretty bright out then. So, man. And then I used the Optimum emergency Wi-Fi just to watch you guys on the hot mic. But they only give you 10 minutes of emergency Wi-Fi. Thank God I didn't have a real situation.
That's so bad.
So what were your thoughts on that 10 minutes that you heard?
Brilliant. So much fun. so much belt talk. I haven't seen this. I've seen a few mock-ups of the U.S. title, but I haven't seen the new title yet.
Don't even go by that, because those have been floating for years now. Can I just say this? I know I keep looking to the side over here because I got the fucking TV on, and I want to make sure I'm not missing this unveiling. I have a feeling they're not going to do anything with it till like 11 o'clock, but fucking whatever. Bailey, she kind of looks like a Karen, and I'm okay with that. I'm quite okay Bailey, with that.
Bailey is incredible. Like, her heel character has grown so much, and she's like, this is gonna be a bold statement, and you might lambast me for it. When she does like commentary on like SmackDown or something like that, she's pretty close to Jericho level funny.
No, all I'm saying is, like, right there, delicious.
I'm surprised you have Raw on, Tony.
I'm waiting for the fucking U.S. title to be fucking presented. You know, that's all I give a shit about.
That's all he cares about.
So what did I miss? Can I get a quick rundown?
Yeah, we covered Fighter Fest, which you already did on the AEW show anyway. So, and we mentioned, Night 2's card. We went over the card real quick. Covered New Japan. Didn't go through match by match, but, like, overall points as to, like, who was hot, why the fuck they would book the fucking awful final that they booked. What's ahead for Naito? Go ahead.
I would like to get Matt's take on it to see, like, if we, because me, you know, it's not in our wheelhouse per se. It's your wheelhouse.
But right.
We talked pretty good about it. I think.
Talked
pretty good.
At first, I wasn't happy with the results, but then after I finally got to watch, I watched it all today.
Nice. Good. So it's fresh for you.
At first I was kind of down on Evil getting to the finals, especially after you saw Hiromu beat Big Tom, which was a fucking phenomenal match.
Yeah.
And then him and Okada put on a fucking show. On paper, I was like, oh fuck, we're going to get Okada and Naito again, like, so soon. But now I feel like Evil's like, I think this will be where Evil breaks away from L.I.J.
Well, he almost killed his fucking tag team partner to get to the finals.
Well, I mean, you look at the route he took with the low blows when pushing the referees out of the ring. He beat the shit out of Yoshihashi with a chair before the bell rang. Yeah, I don't know. I know he's part of the never open six-man tag champs with Bushi and Shingo.
Yes.
But if he cheats and beats Okada and then has to face Naito, and then Naito beats him at Dominion, then I think that there can be a complete riff in the LIJ family. So I feel like that's the way they're going.
Really?
Yeah. If Evil, you know, hits Okada with a low blow, or he cheats to win, you know, and that kind of only makes sense. The only way someone, and Evil's no slouch, but he's not fucking Okada.
Why, Matt? Why did they go with Evil and not Sonata?
I think the story is they're trying to build a monster in Evil, and Sonata, Okada. We kind of got like the explanation point on their story when Sonata beat him at the G1 and then had his title match last fall and lost to Okada. It's like Sonata can't win the big match. So I think that was the story. So I think that's where they're going with that. Roppongi Bungi Bungi Show. Show was great. Yo fucking is out. Show. Yo tore his ACL.
Good. No. I mean, not good, but that's good for Show.
Bro.
They were the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions.
Well, maybe Show gets Takahashi now, because now Takahashi ain't going to be doing shit.
Well, Show's got, they announced Show against Shingo for Dominion.
Ooh, that's...
Was that on that new Lion's Den or whatever?
That's never Openweight Championship?
Yes. So we our finals, your Evil Okada match is July 11th.
Yeah, like 4 in the morning is the show.
Right. And then Dominion is July 12th, and that's whoever wins the cup against Naito. Ibushi and Tanahashi defend against Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi. Show against Shingo, and then I'm sure they'll announce a couple other matches. They already set up the final match for the new final match, the final card for the New Japan Cup Finals. The whole card has been announced. So,
Matt, what happened to Shingo? Like, I thought he was like going to come in like a ball of fire, and he came in under a whole like a lot of like steam and everything. And then, I mean, I don't know how New Japan works. We talked about it earlier with Tony. What happened to his steam?
I think something that New Japan does that's really unique is he's the champion. He's the never Openweight champion. And he lost this tournament style match to Show. So this gives them an opportunity. Now Shingo's going to wrestle Show at Dominion. And this was kind of like a feud that they had started back in February. Because I know Sho and Yo, even though they're the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, I think they're better off as singles. And I think Sho will be the bigger star, like best of the Super Junior style.
Yep.
So Sho upsetting Shingo just sets up this fucking awesome match at Dominion. And if you go back to Best of the Super Juniors last year, the first night Sho and Shingo had the match, and it fucking blew every other match out of the water except for that finals where it was Ospreay and Shingo. So I think it's just the loss in the storyline is to set up for this match at Dominion where Shingo and Sho, I think, are going to have a fucking banger of a match.
Banger.
And I think because of the way that New Japan did their schedule, this is purely speculation. If Evil beats Okada, it could be because Evil cheated or because Jay White is finally in Japan, and Jay White
that's
out
right.
Okada.
And me and Tony were talking before, because again, what would you equate in America the Naito Okada feud? Knowing the best, like if you had to pick a feud in America, like we went we danced around like Hogan Savage, we danced around like John Cena, Randy Orton. Like John Cena Edge, John Cena Triple H, Rock Austin, Tony mentioned.
It's so hard because of the way they build their storylines. It's completely different than here in America. Like Naito going after the two belts was a story that has been like 3-4 years in the making when he was voted out of getting his shot at the title because the fans didn't like him. So they used that to go after the two, you know,
Matt, you still there? I think we lost you, buddy. Please tell me he lost.
Before the game.
No.
You got to do the games.
Because he's too busy. Oh, no, I think he's gone. I don't know. It looks like he's still here, but.
That's a great, if you could screenshot that.
Oh, wait, there's a way to do that, no?
That'd be incredible.
How do I fucking do this?
It's actually snapshot. Not that funny. He actually looks really serious.
Go. Yeah, because he's fucking talking about all the shit.
Talking about the shit that he loves, man.
It's fucking hilarious that he's frozen. Look. Oh, there he goes. He got disconnected finally. I think he did. Wait, he just texted me.
Let him call
Power
back.
Went out. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Oh, no.
Did we lose him? Ah, we milked it.
Because he's too busy talking about New Japan.
Well, I wanted him to get his shit, like just like us. You got to get your shit in, bro.
God,
that's his wheelhouse.
Hey, let me ask you this. So Kairi Sane was not supposed to be back on Raw. I heard she was going back to Stardom for like a retirement tour, but hell's bell, she's on Raw tonight and she's wrestling Sasha Banks.
A whole lot of different things, like she was retiring or something like that.
And Asuka was on NXT this past week for the Great American Bash, helping, I believe, Io Shirai beat Sasha Banks. He did not finish that, but I watched the rest of NXT. So
I just love that Matt's picture is frozen there, like mid-thought.
Oh, I really want him to play these games.
I know. I'm trying to see if he can give us just a, if he can give us a call back.
Can he, and there's no way of him, if we give him the topic, can we do a little text ski?
If
you know what, we're doing it.
If you really, I mean, if you really want to do the games, we could probably.
I want to play the games.
We could probably find a player if you want me to reach out to people. I mean, if we really want to play.
I want to play the games.
Time to play the games.
That's what we got to do. That's what we have to pipe in when I get the old laptop ski.
Oh, I got theme music. It's just that we have no fucking games now to play them.
No, we'll play, because you know what? We can have fun. I want to play your game, Tony. And I want you to play mine.
Kevin, you sound inappropriate. I thought
that's
right.
I
thought we're trying to stop these things.
I wanted it to feel that way. Oh, but I really wanted Matt to be in for this one.
I know. I'm trying to see if he could just call in, because maybe he could just call in Skype.
Oh, yeah. If you could just do it on the phone. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let me see. Well,
I didn't even think about that.
I'm assuming his phone is going to be out anyway, because he probably has his phone through his cable. You know what I'm saying?
Does that help? Does that?
No, because this is the drawback to when you have your phone through your cable company now, because when the power goes out, you lose everything because you lose your router. If you had a phone from a phone company, you would still have it hooked up despite the power going out, because those lines are powered on their own.
What are the odds that he has a
power's back on? Are you still there, Kev? Oh boy. Yo, all right, now I think we lost Kevin.
I'm sorry. What a fiasco.
No, it's all right. Let me see if I can get Kevin back on. Fuck. Fuckity fuck, fuck, fuck. You know what? He's just going to have to call me. Unless he's still there. Fuck. Now we lost Kevin.
You want me to add him?
Yes, please. Thank you. My goodness. We were actually debating whether or not we were going to add a third person to play the games, because Kevin's chomping at the bit to play these things.
Ready. I'm ready to play these things.
All right, there you go. There's your dumb head popping in. Your screen keeps getting bigger. Okay, it fit. Okay, Kevin's calling in.
Okay.
And he should be on now. No? Yes? He should be here any second. He's on. It says 2 of 3 in the call. And he's not on.
Aboo.
And he's not on.
Technology at its finest.
Of course. Can you try calling him? Because I don't. Yeah, he's not in yet. I don't know what happened.
All right, hold on. Let me try again.
Oh wait, he's coming. Hold on. Let me see if this works. Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. Kevin Garifo joined. He's here.
What the heck just happened?
Matt happened.
Technology, man. Technology is a motherfucker.
Yeah, but how did that affect me? How did I get cut off? What happened?
I don't know. Can you screen up?
I'm trying here.
That's all right. Take your time. As long as you're aware. I don't know if you were aware or not.
See me?
Not yet. I see a big S.
There we go. It's coming.
There's KJG. All right. Finally. All right. Enough Japan talk. Can we fucking play a game?
Let's move forward. Onward. Onward, boys. Onward.
All right. Do you want to play Kevin's
game? Can
we what?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What? You're here. Kev?
Very, very laggy.
That's all right. Take your time. Take a breath. Exhale. Inhale, tension.
We're going to go. I'm going to talk, because we're going to go right into the game.
Okay. We're going to do your game first, though.
Yes.
Okay. So, wait. I need Kevin's game show music theme now. Hold on. Play this. Let me just mute. Let me lower it.
Do I have to do, like... Do I
yes.
Have to say something
yes.
Funny?
Go. Yes.
All right, everybody. This is Kevin Garifo, Radio Voice, coming in with the daily or the weekly 5. And this one was held specifically for Matt, because we talked about New Japan. We talked about WWE. We are going to a classic time. It's not ECW. It is WWECW.
And Matt is so mad.
And we are, Matt, this is why I kept this for you, buddy. We are going with the top five superstars that had their first WWE match in WWE CW.
Fuck yeah.
This is going to be the hardest list probably, other than maybe a couple. I went with this because I'm not gonna lie to you, I was really short on ideas and this one just came to me. And these are their first WWE match was in WWE CW. As far as I know, there could be a flaw. I don't think there is. I did my research. I'm pretty sure that their first appearance in WWE, for the most part, the first main appearance, you know, enhancement, whatever, be that as it may, but their first debut was in WWE CW. And the top stars from that era that had a great, great, great run.
All right.
You want to go first?
Yes, I would like to go first, please.
Okay, sure.
Can I get the zombie?
now he's trolling me. Now he's trolling me on the old Podsky. No, Matt, the zombie did not make the list. R.I.P. zombie.
All right.
Oh, that sucks. I'm gonna go with CM Punk.
Only CM Punk was the only one that I thought would be a no-brainer. He is number one.
Ding!
CM Punk, number one.
Come on, dude. You had to know that.
All right.
I think you did. I thought you were just trolling.
I did know CM Punk was number, would be number one on that list. Let's see. WWECW.
Wait, we need thinking music? I got thinking
Ezekiel music. Jackson.
No, because his first match was not on WWECW. He was the heavy to Brian Kendrick.
Okay.
So his made his first appearance on SmackDown, if I'm not mistaken, when Brian Kendrick debuted as the Brian Kendrick.
And who was that, Zeke?
Yeah. Okay. He was the final ECW champion, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he was. You're absolutely right.
All right, Tony, you're up.
Marcus Corvon.
No.
What?
Because he did nothing. He did nothing other than WWE CW.
What?
All these people had successful careers after WWE CW.
In
WWE, some other places as well.
So it's got to be that they had success after WWE CW.
Yeah.
Okay. They all right. Fair enough.
They had longevity.
Okay. fair enough.
And it was their first match in WWE CW, but they had longevity after.
The Sandman.
No, Matt. No.
I know nothing about this era of WWE.
Matt, so. But you know every single person on the
I'm
ring.
Sure I do.
No, but like they're legit like superstars. Bonafide.
Who had their debuts in the WWE for WWE CW.
That's correct.
Now, are you counting
hard one.
Are you counting the one night stand pay-per-views as well?
Nope. Just the TV show.
Okay.
And none of them are ECW originals.
Elijah They're Burke.
All... No. Thought about him.
Who did he say? I didn't hear.
Elijah Burke, the Pope.
Oh, the Pope. That's a good guess.
Yeah, I know. They're all good guesses. They're just all wrong.
But he didn't have success in WWE. He went on to be the Pope and was amazing there in TNA.
I may have my timeline mixed up, but I'm going to say Johnny Nitro.
No.
No, because he was
in a tag team before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was Johnny Nitro Johnny
and then John Morrison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, did we say CM Punk?
You said CM Punk.
I said
Punk,
that was Dan. Number one. Jesus.
Alzheimer Dan.
I don't. Oh, did he have success after that? No. Wow.
I feel like we're going to need a lot of hints.
No hints yet. No hints yet. And they had success after?
Some after, some before.
Oh, some before?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Actually,
how could they have success?
Only one before.
How could they have success before? You said it was their debuts.
They were not in WWE.
Like, you would know the person when he debuted.
So they could have debuted in the original ECW.
No, it's not. There's no ECW originals. But it's someone that may have been in TNA or Ring of Honor or...
Oh, God.
I'm going to say, can I guess Sheamus?
That's a good one. I did not think of Sheamus. He should have been on here.
No, I don't even know if he debuted in ECW.
He did. And I didn't. He's not on the list. That he should be on the list. I didn't think about that.
I didn't think there was that many people.
Oh man,
Umaga.
He didn't not debut in ECW.
Oh, I know. Fucking Bobby Lashley.
He did not debut in ECW.
Fuck this list.
MVP.
Oh God, you guys are just throwing it in now. I'm going to give some hints.
No.
You guys are all right, then you're never going to get anything.
That's not true. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth about that.
I don't think Bobby Lashley debuted in ECW. Pretty sure he didn't. I'm like 99.9% sure he didn't. Sheamus definitely did, though.
All right. I'm going to say Balls Mahoney.
Tony, do you not listen to anything that I
said? Kevin said no ECW originals.
But he's not an original.
People don't really connect him to SMW as fucking Boo Radley, all right?
Well, whatever.
He was not in Philadelphia, Paul Heyman, Todd Gordon, ECW. Well, he was, but that's not the point. The point of the list is not that. I'm going to give you one hint because you'll never get this otherwise.
Oh.
One of them is a woman.
Kelly Kelly.
Yes, Kelly Kelly is number three. You would have never gotten that if I didn't say that. I don't think.
Snitsky.
Snitsky debuted on Raw with the Kane angle.
I don't know.
Oh man, Google. Pull up your Google machine. Get some
fucking
feelers.
Mike Knox.
Thought about Mike Knox.
Come on! Apparently you didn't. He's not on the list.
But he did not have that big. Like, he got super kicked by Shawn Michaels in 2 seconds at Survivor Series and was like, oh, and who is that guy?
So we have CM Punk and we have Kelly Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly Kelly's number three. CM Punk is obviously number one.
All right, so somebody who's good enough to fit between CM Punk.
Oh, fucking Matt Stryker.
He did not make his debut in ECW.
I love that.
Right there, Kev. Sit all on right, it and spin.
All right. Let's think. thinking. Kozlov.
He did not make his debut in ECW.
All right. The Great Khali.
He did not make his debut in ECW.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. Is there anyone currently still wrestling in the WWE that's on that list?
No.
Okay. Are they wrestling elsewhere?
Yes.
Okay. Not Bobby Lashley. It's not Kennedy because he didn't. Mr. Anderson. He was on like Raw or SmackDown, some bullshit like that.
Daivari?
Good guess, but I don't think he debuted on WWE CW. I could be wrong, but he's not. He wouldn't make the list anyway.
Fuck.
Paul London.
He did not debut on WWE CW. He wasn't ever even on WWE.
I was going to say Shannon Moore, but he definitely debuted on WWE, right?
Before that, yeah. He came in with Matt Hardy and version one and all that stuff.
Kevin Thorne was Mordecai before that? Did we mention him?
Mordecai was before that, but he wouldn't have made the list anyway.
Fuck.
Even though Kevin Thorne will be going to Alaska for...
That's a bro. There's,
there's no other women, huh?
That's why I kind of mumbled it. You're missing one that's like... You're missing two, actually.
We're missing
three. All three of them you should probably get. It's just that you don't know that they debuted at WWE CW, probably.
Chavo Guerrero.
No.
Oh, The Miz. Not The Miz. Nope. Damian Sandow.
Neither.
Fuck.
Maybe Sandow did. No, he definitely didn't.
Bret Hart.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Oh, Shelly Martinez.
No. I was going to say she could have been, but no, she's not even remotely close. Guys, you're missing. One is currently wrestling.
Abraham Washington.
Nope.
No, we did. Didn't we do him? No, we didn't do him.
Washington?
Washington. Sabu.
Is anyone chiming in on any?
No.
No one knows?
No.
Oh, I don't have the fucking thing open.
Everybody left the fucking.
When I made this list, everyone was like, nope, we're out. The show's taking a dive.
Wow. Oof.
Joey Mercury.
He did not debut on WWE CW.
Sylvester Turkey.
He did debut on WWE CW, but no. I don't. Yeah, he did with Elijah Burke.
Little Guido.
Nope.
Tommy Dreamer.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm going to start giving hints because this is just bad.
How about you just give us the answers? Test. Yes, test.
One of them is good friends with a dear good friend. And my dear good friend is not on the list.
Wait, that.
Mikey Whipwreck.
No.
No, he's an original, goddammit.
What?
My dear good friend is not, who I talked to today, is not on the list, but his dear good friend is.
Oh my God.
Colin Delaney.
Nope.
No. Matt, I'm sorry you called in.
Cole Cabana.
Nope.
Scotty Colton.
Braden Walker.
Oh my God, guys. Look at what I'm doing.
Viscera.
Right
now.
Brian Myers?
Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins. Your good friend.
Kurt Hawkins. No, Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder.
I forgot five. He had those fucking stupid one-legged tights, that idiot.
He debuted as the Major Brothers in ECW and then went back as a WWCW guy and had longevity, Intercontinental Champion, U.S. Champion. Number five I gave him.
Fucking waste.
I thought you guys would get that lock, stock, and barrel.
Yeah, well, no.
Nobody cares about Zack Ryder.
Correct.
Oh, the list, man.
Ding.
People care about the list.
Yeah. Well, where was he? Number five?
Yeah.
Johnny, sorry, number five.
Put him at five, or is he number two, you fucking mark?
Five. I would have told you.
Number five, number alive.
Two. All right.
Listen, all right.
I found
come lately.
The top 50 WWE CW moments, so.
No, all right, stop. I'm telling you. You guys are.
Mick Foley.
Everyone.
Jack Swagger.
Yes.
Jack Swagger, number two on the list.
Jack Mehoff.
All right, so we only got one left to get. It's number four.
Got to think post WWE.
Sabu had a fucking lumberjack match. That sounds like the fucking worst thing I've ever heard of.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Trevor Murdoch.
Batista.
Charlie Haas.
Shannon Moore.
Wish.
Jeff Hardy. Sylvain Grenier. Pat Patterson.
The Turkey guy.
The
Umanga.
No, not the. We're missing one.
Umanga.
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 Umanga Bunga.
Debut there, though.
Give me a hint on the number four.
He started. He didn't start, but he wrestled in TNA before.
AJ Styles.
With WWE. He still goes.
Tommaso Ciampa. Yeah.
Nope. He has not been. Nope.
Johnny Gargano.
He is a former WWE tag team champion.
Kurt Hawkins.
He is former wrestled in Lucha Underground.
Brian Cage.
I think he wrestled in Lucha Underground. I'm pretty sure he did. Wrestled in Wrestling Society X.
Vampiro?
I knew this was going to be the hard. This is, I got to revamp my list etiquette. Return to Impact.
Oh, God.
After WWE. Ring of Honor.
Evan Bourne,
number four.
Oh, fuck this.
So you had Zack Ryder, number five. Evan Bourne, number four. Kelly, number three. Jack Swagger, a.k.a. Jake Hager, number two and number one, which seems like hours ago, was CM Punk.
So Matt fucking nailed all of that, and I only fucking went with the obvious, which Matt surprisingly didn't go with.
Would be too easy.
Sheamus should have been on there, but I don't remember. I totally mind farted on that.
I am the bar. All right. Did we talk about our new game?
No. I was going to start getting into the rules of it.
Welcome to the new game.
Do it, baby.
All right. I'm getting. Oh, okay. Wait. That's a special one. That one might be the. I think I'm going to leave the hardest question for last. So I've got five questions prepared, but I'm going to give it to you guys to choose which ones you want out of the four questions. And then
you have to pick this. This is your thing.
Yeah.
Shut up. This is my rule. Shut your face. This is how I'm doing it.
You're the king of complicating shit.
Shut your fucking pie hole, you dick. I'm not fucking asking you about Sylvester Turkey. I got a fucking game here. Shut your mouth.
Sylvester Turkey.
Turkey. And it's time for the Sean Kaleo Show, a.k.a. Can You Top This? And now, let's join everybody's favorite game show host, Shining Wizards, Tony! That's right, everybody, it's game time. How are you out there? This is Tony, and I got two players tonight who are going to play this crazy new game that we came up with. Woo! On the left, we got Shining Wizards, Matt. And on the right, we got Shining Wizards, Kevin. Boys, introduce yourselves to everybody. Matt, where are you from?
I'm from Morristown, New Jersey.
Morristown, New Jersey. What do you do for a living there, Matt? What do you do for a living?
I work in a restaurant.
All right. That's great. He works in a restaurant. Kevin, where are you from, brother?
I'm from Wotown, which is better than Yotown.
Wotown. What do you do for a living? What do you do over there in Wotown?
I'm a civil service employee. How about that?
That's awesome. Okay. The way the game works is I'm going to give you a topic. I'm going to tell you how many answers there are for that topic. And you're going to go back and forth and decide who's going to answer more answers correctly. If you decide that you want to go higher than the other person, you say, I can answer this many more. Well, then I can answer this many more. And eventually, you could say, answer all those questions or keep going until you reach the actual limit. And then the fun starts, because then you have to actually answer all the questions. And if you get it wrong, your opponent gets a point. But if you get it right, you get a point. First person to two wins. That's how easy it is, folks. It's real easy. You guys understand the questions? You guys understand the rules?
Yes. I understand it. I think you made it more complicated than it needs to be, but...
Yeah, I have no... This is not what we said in the text, I don't think. What happened?
All right. Hold on.
Tony with the eye roll.
Hold on. See, I'm trying to make this fun.
And we have to go back and forth and saying that we can guess more?
No, we don't have to go back and forth. Tony, the stupid thing.
I'm starting with Matt, and I'm going to give Matt a choice of two different topics. He'll pick one. And then I'll give you what the question is. And then Matt's response is how many of the answers to that question he can get correct.
But what if I pick the other one?
Shut up. Now, if you think you can answer more correctly than Matt, you can say, well, I can answer more correctly than you and give me how many you can do. And it keeps going until one of you either reaches the answer limit or says, you know what, name them. And if they get them right, they get a point. And if they get one wrong, they lose the point, and that person gets the point. Got it?
All right, let's give it a shot.
First to two wins. Okay, Matt, I got two topics for you. I've got In the Dome, which has eight correct answers, and I've got the WWE 500, which has 12 correct answers. Which one do you want?
The WWE 500.
Perfect. Good question. So here's the question. The answers are the wrestlers that have held the WWWF, WWF, or WWE championship for 500 days or more total. There's 12 of them. Matt, how many do you know?
I'm going to say I know nine.
Nine. Kevin, do you know more than nine?
Repeat the question.
How many men, the men that have held the WWF/WWE championship for 500 days or more combined. There's 12 answers. Matt says he can name 9.
I mean, I got to say 10, right? Or else I'm a jerk.
No, you could challenge Matt to answer 9 out of 12.
I'll say I can name 10.
Matt, Kevin says he can get 10. Can you go higher than 10?
No, I'm going to say Kevin, name those 10.
Kevin is up for the 10. Kevin, whenever you are ready, you can start with your answer. Now remember, one wrong, you lose the point. Matt gets the point.
All right.
Kevin, whenever you're ready.
I think Tony missed that.
What'd he say? Bruno Sammartino, 4,040 days over 2 reigns, 1 down.
John Cena,
13 reigns, 1,254 days. That's 2.
Hulk Hogan,
6 reigns, 2,185 days. That's 3.
Randy Orton,
9 reigns, 658 days. That's 4.
Edge.
Bum, 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 bum. I'm sorry. Edge is not on the list. Kevin, don't look so sad. You lost.
Can I guess?
Well, you got the point. Yes. Matt gets the point. So, yes, you can guess.
CM Punk is definitely there.
Yep. CM Punk is not there.
No, I thought he was up there.
He's not over 500.
Oh, no, that was just for one reign, right?
Reign.
It's got to be 500 or more combined reigns.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart is up there. 5 reigns, 654 days.
Pedro Morales,
1 reign, 1,027 days.
Wait.
Yeah.
Pedro.
Yeah, Pedro.
Bob Backlund.
Oh, my God. 2 reigns, 2,138 days.
This is embarrassing.
You guys have 7.
Triple H,
9 reigns, 611 days.
Wait, so that's not it?
Wait, what am I saying?
500.
We said Bret Hart, right?
Yes, you said Bret Hart, I think.
Undertaker,
not on the list.
No, not even close.
You would have lost, too.
Backlund, San Martino, Morales.
We didn't include the big gold belt, Edge, for Edge?
No.
Buddy Rogers.
No, Buddy Rogers held the belt for like 20 days.
It wasn't Ivan Koloff. It wasn't Stan Stasiak, was it?
WWE Championship.
Billy Graham?
Nope. He barely made it. He didn't even make a year. Come on.
Seth Rollins?
Nope.
Randy Savage,
520 days over 2 reigns.
The 92 reign.
So how many we got?
You've got 9.
So we're missing 3.
You're missing 3. Two of them are on the bubble. One of them is really like not obvious, but obvious when you hear it.
It's got to be someone recent. AJ?
AJ Styles. 2 reigns, 511 days.
Roman Reigns?
Nope.
Brock
Lesnar, 5 reigns, 761 days. There's one more to go.
Did you say Brock or Rock?
He said Brock.
I said Brock.
Rock is not on the list.
Oh, you said I'm so lost.
One to go.
Austin?
Stone Cold, 6 reigns, 529 days.
Oh, this is embarrassing. We should be able to get a do-over.
Nope, one point.
A one do-over.
That's all there is to it.
That's all this other game shows do it.
Kevin.
We're not like other game shows.
You have a choice. Your topics are What a Beautiful Garden. There's 10 answers. Or 60 Minute Man. There's 5 answers. Which one you picking?
What's the first? What a Beautiful Garden.
What a Beautiful Garden. There's 10 answers. Or 60 Minute Man. There's 5 minutes. Five answers.
This is ridiculous.
Matt's up 1-0. You got to come back.
I'll go. What a beautiful! I'm intrigued. I go. What a beautiful garden!
What a beautiful garden, Kevin. There have been 10 WWF/WWE pay-per-views held at Madison Square Garden. How many can you name? I need the card and the year.
The what?
Well, the year if it's a repeat card.
I need the whole card?
No. You need the pay-per-view and the year if it's necessary. For instance, if it's a WrestleMania, I need the WrestleMania number. If it's a SummerSlam, I need the year of the SummerSlam.
All right. Well, can I give you like the number too? Can I go like WrestleMania this, WrestleMania that, or
no? That's this? Yeah. For WrestleMania, yes, but for the other pay per views, they're obviously by the year, not numbered like WrestleMania.
All right. I'll say 7.
Matt, Kevin says he can answer 7. Hi, Rhiannon in the background. Matt, Kevin says he has. Matt, Kevin says he can name 7 pay per views that were held at the Garden. Now remember, it's WWF, WWE pay per views.
I can name all 10.
Whoa! Okay, Matt. Matt says he can name all 10 WWE/WWF pay-per-views held at Madison Square Garden. So what?
So do I have a chance to say that I can do it too, or does he have to do it?
No, because he said he can name all 10, so it's up to him now.
But what if I can? I just started low. What if I can name all 10?
Right, but it's my point to lose. If I don't name them all, you get the point. If you say, right?
Yeah. No, because Matt said 10. What are you going to do? You can say, I could do it too? Like,
oh, if he gets them. That's just a silly thing. I went low. All right.
That's your own fault.
Yeah, you should have went for 10.
I still
you knew
don't understand
it.
This game.
All right, Matt. You said you can name all 10? Give me all 10.
Guys, I got a computer in front of him. I got a iPhone 5.
I have nothing open on my computer.
All
right. Just from memory. Which is why I was hesitant, because there's an area where I think I'm going to drop the ball. WrestleMania 1.
WrestleMania 1, 1985. Yes.
WrestleMania 10.
WrestleMania 10, 1994. Yes.
WrestleMania 20.
WrestleMania 20, 2004. Yes.
The 1996 Survivor Series.
Survivor Series 96. Yes.
That's the one I didn't think you were going to get.
Why? That was the one. That was one of the easier ones. Okay. Fug. The 2015 Survivor Series?
No. Sorry. Boo.
You know, Matt, I would have gotten one more. I probably would have gotten Highway to Hell.
Boo.
Or SummerSlam.
SummerSlam 98.
SummerSlam 98 or even another SummerSlam, I think in 88.
There was a Survivor Series in the Garden, right? Like 2000.
2011 was the last pay-per-view under the WWE banner held at the Garden. That was the last one.
So Matt, I don't think I would have got 7
against R-Truth and The Miz.
Yeah,
probably. Okay, you want to name the other ones? You want to keep going?
Yeah, keep. I mean, we're not going to get them because I would have tapped out at SummerSlam 98 or maybe I think there was the one in 88.
SummerSlam 98, SummerSlam 88. Yes.
And then 90 and 91 were in New Jersey, right?
No.
SummerSlam 91
was
in the Garden.
91 was in the Garden?
Yes.
Oh, God. I would have never got that.
All right. So we got, what, how many you got? 7?
You've got 8.
Okay.
And how many are there?
10.
Oh, that Royal Rumble that John Cena won.
Oh, 2008.
That was 2008, yes.
And Royal Rumble 2001.
2000.
2000 with the Rocket. I was at that one.
2000 was Mick Foley and Triple H, wasn't it?
And then it was also the one with the Big Show and the Rock, and the Rock won the Rumble.
Well,
I got a little big for my britches. I tried to get cute.
Dude, I got big with 7. I would have never remembered the ones that I were even at.
All right, so we're tied at 1.
Yes. Now, I got to...
And for losses, not for anything successful.
I
no one accomplished anything so far.
I have a feeling the one that I saved for the tiebreaker is going to be really hard, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to skip In the Dome in 60 Minute Man, and I'm going right to our final topic. This one's called Movies, Brother.
So you got to choose this one because we can't.
Oh, no, I'm choosing. This is the one that I chose for the tiebreaker, and this one's going to be really fucking hard.
Oh, God, I hate you. I knew you were going to do this.
What do you mean?
There were two things I knew were going to happen. One was WWWF.
What does that mean? Look, the WWWF was obvious. It was Bruno and Pedro and Bob Backlund. Like, other than that.
I knew you were going to do a Bruno or a Tito something.
A Bruno or Tito something. Do you want me to skip the Hulk Hogan movies?
No, do whatever you want. It's your game, bro. Right,
okay.
So that's what we're doing.
Hulk Hogan, in his movie career, starred in 16 movies. There's one that's uncredited and one that's direct to video, which I'm not counting as the 14. How many Hulk Hogan movies can you name? And I'm talking anything from a starring role to a bit part that he's credited with. Matt, we're going to go to you first.
I'm going to say six.
Six. Kevin, can you do better than six?
I'll say seven.
Kevin says seven. Matt, can you do better than seven?
Can I have a minute, please?
Sure.
I don't have a minute. He's writing. We can write?
I'm making a list.
Wow, Kevin's so miserable.
Well, I don't have... All right. Jerks.
What, you don't have a pen and paper?
I didn't have a pen on me. I didn't. Well, I do, actually.
Matt, I'm going to need an answer.
Okay, sorry. What did I say? Six?
No, yeah, Kevin's up to seven. Can you do better than seven?
Taking 10 minutes over here.
I cannot do better than seven.
Kevin, you have to name seven of the 14 movies. Now, listen, if you name one that is uncredited or direct to video, it is not going to count against you. They're just not going to count for the seven that you have to name. So, Kevin, whenever you're ready, movies that Hulk Hogan appeared in, starred in, acted
Gremlins?
In.
Which, Gremlins 2, whatever. Which one? Does that counts, right?
Well, which one is it? Which one's your answer?
I'll save that one for later, just in case I need it. Right. Santa with Muscles.
Santa with Muscles is on the list. That's one.
Three Ninjas, High Noon, Omega Mountain.
That is two.
Damn. Muppets in Space.
It's close. It's Muppets from Space, but I'm going to give it to you. That's three.
Oh, you got to give that to me.
I gave it to you.
No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred. That's four. You need three more.
Suburban Commando.
That's five.
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny makes six. Kevin, this is for the game.
For the win.
It's got to be... Gremlins.
Which Gremlins?
Gremlins 2.
Correct! Ding! I'm sorry that was so quiet. Yes, Kevin wins the game. Gremlins 2, the new batch. That's seven movies Hulk Hogan starred in.
Ooh, I only had five on my list, so I definitely would not have named six.
Okay.
What was the... What were the ones that I named? Because I said one that I didn't write down.
You named No Holds Barred, Gremlins 2, The New Batch, Suburban Commando, Mr. Nanny, Santa with Muscles, Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain, and Muppets from Space.
What were the other ones?
A little movie called Rocky 3.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, indeed. Wow. He also had a cameo in Spy Hard. There was the Secret Agent Club. No fucking idea what that is. McKinsley's Island. No idea what that is either. He had a voice credit in Romeo and Juliet, which came out in 2011 as an animated movie. Little Hercules, The Ultimate Weapon. I think that's
none of
all
these are
of them.
Real.
No, they're real. There was a direct-to-video release of a Thunder in Paradise movie, and there was a movie called Bimini Code from 1983 where he played a henchman, which was uncredited. But wow. Yeah, that was a tough question. Kevin did it.
Yeah, that Three Ninjas is a good pull, Kev. And I'm really
surprised.
I'm a big Muppets
guy,
and I'm a big Three Ninjas guy. So
yeah, but struggling over the fucking... The
Gremlins was...
But still, like, you could have easily just fucking pulled Rocky 3 out of your ass, and it would have been fucking perfect.
Didn't even think about it. My mind went right to the crappy ones, and then obviously I had No Holds Barred there.
So was that question as hard as I thought it was? But you see that now you played the game properly, though. You weren't sure about it, so you guys both went conservative, and turns out Kevin was able to pull it off.
Well, okay.
give us the other two. Let's.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Because now we know what we're doing. The first two rounds were kind of like test
okay,
rounds.
So you want to make it 3 out of 5? We'll just do the other two?
Sure, do it.
All right, sure. Fine.
Kevin's up 2-1 right now.
Okay. All right, I don't get the
win?
All right. Listen, all right, yeah, we'll give Kevin the win. And then Matt, we could play for fun. Okay. Kev, we were talking about belts earlier. We're going to In the Dome. I want you to name the 8 recognized NWA World Champions from 1973 to 1986 that wore the NWA Dome Globe, the Sweet Charlotte, the original.
Wait, is that the 10 pounds of gold?
The 10 pounds of gold, the original. I'm not talking about anything that came later on in the 90s or 2000s. Nothing associated with the current NWA. Nothing associated with Cornette and fucking Dennis Corluzzo. I'm talking the original 10 pounds of gold from when it was introduced to when the big gold belt was introduced in 86. 8. Can you name all 3? 8. Can you name all 8 recognized NWA world champions? If you name one that is not recognized, it will not be penalized against you. It just will not count toward the 8. How many can you name, Kev?
I don't know. 4.
Kevin says he can name 4. Matt, can you do better?
Nope, 5.
Kevin says he can name 5. Matt, can you do better?
I can do 6.
Matt says he can do 6. Kevin?
Let it rip.
Matt, you need to name 6 of the 8 NWA World Champions that wore the original domed globe belt. It was introduced on July 20th, 1973, and officially retired on February 14th, 1986.
All Whenever right, you're ready. I got to get 6. Let's go. Can I get a Harley Race?
You can get a Harley Race. That's 1.
Can I get a Terry Funk?
You can get a Terry Funk. That's 2.
Ooh,
can I get
good
a Terry
call.
Funk Jr.?
Wah, wah. Dory really? Funk Jr. Did not wear that particular belt. Dude, there were so many more obvious ones.
I had Dory and not Terry.
Oh, Rick Flair's Rick Flair. On there.
Rick Flair is there, yes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes, yes.
Is Kerry Von Erich on there?
Kerry Von Erich is on there. His initials were on that belt, yes. See, Matt, you could have won. You could have pulled this off, dude.
There's no Steamboat, obviously. Is Jack Briscoe there?
Jack Briscoe. He's the guy. Harley Race was given the belt, and Jack Briscoe won it pretty much immediately.
So how many we got there?
You got 6. There's one you're not going to get and one you absolutely should get.
I'll get it.
We said Flair. We said Dusty.
Flair, Dusty, Kerry Von Erich, Terry Funk, Jack Briscoe, Harley Race. There's 2 you're missing.
Who did Dory Funk beat? I think I just heard about this. Dory Funk.
Dory
Funk beat Jack, right? Did Dory Funk beat Jack Briscoe?
He may have, but that could have been before this time. Dory Funk could have beat Jerry Briscoe.
All right, I don't know.
ECW original.
Zack Ryder?
Somebody say something about lasagna.
Don Morocco?
Oh, Tommy Rich.
Tommy Rich, number 7. The last one you're not going to get. You're just not going to think about it.
That's gross. Listen, if you didn't get Tommy Rich.
Is it Jimmy Garvin?
No.
Close. Is it Ronnie Garvin?
Close.
Ronnie Garvin had the big gold belt.
Close.
Barry Windham? No.
Fuck, someone had it for like like 12 days or 4 days or something dumb, isn't it?
You're pretty close.
Iron Sheik?
Fuck, hold on. We said Tommy Rich. Ronnie Garvin.
No, not Ronnie Garvin. Ronnie Garvin was the big gold belt.
It's not Luger.
No. Oh, 19. It's 73 to 86.
I'm thinking out loud, Tony. It's called a process.
Kevin gets angry when he plays games.
I don't like. I'm very competitive, which is terrible because I'm bad at everything.
You won this one.
Yeah, you did win this one.
Come on, Matt. Who you got? Last guess. We got to move on. Come on.
Last guess.
Come on, Kev. You get one too. Come on.
Oh my god.
Cowboy Bob Orton.
Close, but no. Kev.
Rip Rogers.
No, very close. Giant Baba.
Giant Baba.
Giant Baba beat Jack Briscoe and then lost.
Questions. you're no longer allowed to host shows.
No, I like this. I like Tony's topics.
I like it too, actually. I really do.
All right. Hit me with the last one.
All right. 60-Minute Man in all the incarnations of the Royal Rumble. These five people have gone for 1 hour or more in a Royal Rumble match. And in the Royal Rumble universe, we are counting all events listed as Royal Rumbles. This includes women's Royal Rumbles and the greatest Royal Rumble. Not necessarily a winner from that Royal Rumble, but all Royal Rumble matches are in play. Matt, how many 60-Minute Men can you name out of five?
Three.
Kevin?
I got to go four.
Matt, can you go five?
No, I cannot.
Kevin, whenever you're ready, name four of the five 60-Minute Men in the Royal Rumble.
Rey Mysterio,
2006. The number two entrant went 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 12 seconds.
Daniel Bryan,
the greatest Royal Rumble in 2018. 1 hour, 16 minutes, 5 seconds from the number one position.
Ric Flair.
Sorry, Ric Flair did not go 60 minutes.
Shawn Michaels?
No, Shawn Michaels did not go 60 minutes. Ric Flair actually went 59 minutes and 26 seconds.
Charlotte?
Charlotte is not a 60-minute woman.
Was Bob Backlund on the list?
Bob Backlund, number two in 1993, went 1 hour, 1 minute, and 10 seconds.
So we got three?
Three. You need two more.
Asuka wasn't on there?
Asuka is not on there.
I don't remember what she came in.
Rick Martel?
Rick Martel is not on there. He went 52 minutes and 17 seconds.
Like, and Greg Valentine is right there too, but I don't think he's on there either.
Greg Valentine, not even an Iron Man in any of the matches.
Ted DiBiase, not even.
Ted DiBiase went 44 minutes and 47 seconds in 1990.
There's a woman on the list?
No, there can be. All Royal Rumbles are in play.
Oh, I thought you said there was. All right.
Wow.
This should have been the sudden death
AJ Styles?
One. AJ Styles, not on the list.
Alberto El Patron,
not on the list.
Roman?
Roman Reigns, 59 minutes, 50 seconds, not on the list, 2016.
Oh, because he did the thing where he started as the champ, as number one. Oh, Benoit.
Chris Benoit, 2004, from the number one position, 1 hour, 1 minute, and 30 seconds. There's one left.
Austin, damn it. Oh, no, Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon, 56 minutes, 38 seconds from the number two position. That was 1999.
I know every Royal Rumble winner ever, and how am I not getting this? Shawn Michaels.
Is it Triple H?
Nope. Triple H, 49 minutes, 55 seconds in 2009.
So 92 was... All right, so 90... Hogan? No, Hogan always came in late.
Hogan is not on the list of Iron Men.
Is it an obvious one?
No.
Ziggler?
Dolph Ziggler, 49 minutes, 47. Chris Jericho, 2017, 1 hour and 13 seconds from the number two position.
Wow.
That's your five. So it's Bob Backlund in 93, Chris Benoit in 04, Mysterio 06, Jericho 17, and Daniel Bryan 18. Those are your five 60-minute men. So overall, Kevin wins 3-2.
Nice.
Those are fun, right?
I like that. That was a lot of fun.
Now I got to come up with more for next week. Do you like the two questions and then a sudden death, which is like really, really fucking hard?
Yes.
All right, cool. We'll run
now that I think we know what we're doing, like how the game works.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
All right, cool. Hey, I see your pussy.
Yes, that's Nelly. Nelly loves being on the table when I'm doing the podcast. Sorry I missed like the whole show, guys.
You didn't miss the whole show. You were in for over an hour, dude. You were here for more than half the show. Hey, you know what's funny? I actually got the fucking broadcast going, and I got the fucking GarageBand going. I got everything working over here tonight.
Nice, good.
It's like a small miracle.
Glad it worked out.
Kevin got some new headphones, and he was sounding good tonight too.
Yeah. Sounds good. Everyone looks good. Sounds good. Everyone looks like they're doing well.
Yeah,
trying.
You better be sticking to that DDP.
I did. I went for a walk, and then I banged out energy today. I'm down like 14 pounds. I'm not snoring as bad, so it's affecting Rhianne and sleeping because she's so used to the white noise. of my snoring, that the less I snore, the less she sleeps. So,
oh, that's good. Go back to being great. Go back to being a slob, and she'll sleep even more.
No, no, I'm actually going to go downstairs now and cook some HelloFresh.
Nice, nice. I like it. Hey, you know,
I think we have salmon or shrimp this evening.
Go for the shrimp. Shrimp's always a good call.
I had a salmon burger yesterday. It was delicious.
I had shrimp tacos yesterday. They were awesome.
There we go. What's that face?
Heavy on the tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce.
Tartar
sauce.
That's right, baby.
I was actually doing some old school, like beginner intermediate workouts that folks were recommending to me on the Discord. And bro, I'm telling you, no matter your level, any fucking workout will kick your ass. Anyone.
Yeah.
I was doing Synergy. It was kicking my ass.
Nice.
Fucking good stuff, man. Please join us on the Discord. I didn't tell everybody at the top of the show. It's fucking Bruno Sammartino month on the Discord. Hashtag 4040.
Bitch,
every day I'm giving you a little bit more factual information on the living legend, who's no longer living, unfortunately, Bruno Sammartino. A little bit of facts, a little bit of figures, a little bit of animations. Thanks to Rhiannon. She's awesome, bro. She got me some fucking good animations on Bruno, by the way.
She had to make a lot of those gifts.
Well, I noticed some of them were actually David Sammartino, but I ain't going to hold it against her because she don't know who Bruno really is.
David Sammartino is a legend.
Of course, he's the seed of the living legend. How can he not be?
The weirdest David Sammartino moment ever is from WCW for me. There was like a big like NWO WCW brawl, and David Sammartino came out and started beating up the WCW guys, and he wasn't part of the NWO.
Hey, he
was
going into business for himself. What can you say,
brother?
I just don't think he had a clue.
Hey, is there anything else that we need to cover? Anything else we need to get into real fast before we wrap it up?
No, do we want to pick our New Japan Cup finals?
Do
you want to be?
Well, are we just picking the final match, or is there more?
Just the match. We're not picking the whole card. We can talk if we want to pick Dominion, or maybe we could shrink it down to just pick the title matches at Dominion, so we don't have to pick the fucking 8-man tag matches that don't really do much. Well, we can talk about that at a later date or time.
Do we have standings?
I did not put together the standings yet.
No worries. I'm just curious. Yeah.
But we all fucking blew the final four of the tournament, right?
No, we all blew the final match. We all had Hiromu against Sanada.
Yeah.
So we blew
final four. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go. Fuck.
Oh, you're doing it.
Fuck it. I'm taking Okada. Fuck it. I think they're going Okada and fucking Naito. Fuck evil. Fuck them.
I'm with T-Donk. I'm going Okada.
T-Donk.
I'm going with evil. Fuck, I don't know why. I just feel like there's no point to push him to this point in the tournament unless you're going to do something with him.
Because he's fucking evil. Yo, fucking Bobby Lashley looks like Zeus. Can I just say that?
The human wrecking machine.
He's just fucking coming out with like Zeus kind of tights. I'm surprised he doesn't have a Z on his head. But that's all I got left. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick. I just wanted to mention Hana Kimura's mother reached out. I want to get your thoughts on it. To Bushido, the company that runs New Japan.
They own New Japan, yes.
Yes. And she was like asking them if they could, I don't know, help out, give her some information, you know, with everything that was going on. And they were just like, sell some merchandise. You'll make some money. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that's real. That's not kind of fucked up. That's really fucked up. I saw the tweet. And someone shared it in the Discord.
Yeah,
I did.
I had it pulled up. I thought it was still there, but my fucking Discord took a shit on me.
Yeah, I didn't.
Wait, they asked New Japan for money?
Here it is. Kyoko Kimura answered an interview with Shukan Bushun. I asked Bushiroad for cooperation to find out the truth, but they refused. They have told me to hold memorial events and make money by selling goods. Yikes.
Wait. But was Hana Kimura wrestling for New Japan? I thought she was...
No,
Stardom is owned by Bushido. Right?
Bushiroad owns, like, Stardom and...
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And New Japan. I'm pretty sure Stardom, New Japan, a lot of the companies that she worked for. If you recall, Wrestle Kingdom had that dark match with the women
in it this year. And that was the, and she was in it. And that was the piece of ring attire that was ruined in the washer dryer situation on the house.
Well, they also said that was all staged. It came out that, you know, all this fucking uproar was over something that was planned on the show and that her shit really wasn't ruined. So that even makes it more fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you got to get the ratings over there, I guess, right?
Well, it's everywhere, dude. I'm sure all the fucking shows over here, you know, it's the same nonsense.
Well, I don't watch it, so I can't tell you.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's a terrible response. I don't know. I don't know any more about it. I just think it's a shitty response.
Sure is. It sure is.
We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast every Monday night on the Rant, rantemradio.com. You can listen to us. Also, join us on the Hot Mic. We tweet out a link every Monday right before the show goes live. And if you're listening to us in podcast form, leave a review or wherever you listen to us, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your favorite wrestling podcast. And that just happens to be the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wizards Podcast, Facebook at Wizards Podcast. ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for all your t-shirt needs. And if you join our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast, $1 a month, and you'll get a 10% discount code to save on Shining Wizards merchandise from ProWrestlingTees.com.
Just an FYI, the new United States Championship is on my TV right now. And
it's Sting. We got to go.
It's time for us to leave. We got to get out of here.
We'll be back next week with another action-packed episode of The Shining.
Action-packed action, bitches.
Until then, stay safe, wear a mask, don't be a fucking jerk-off.
That's right.
Next week.
Yeah, jerk-off.